Blog Talk Radio.
Truly, we thank the Lord for another privilege and opportunity to gather in the house of the Lord one more time, thanking God for his goodness to us since we last met. Thank you for the saints who are able to be out. We know that it's snowing outside right now, and we've got some saints who are on their way, and so we're going to be earnestly praying for God's traveling mercy for them over the highways. We have some saints that are isolated in due to being exposed to COVID, and we're praying for them too. And we have a saint that's in a hospital we know of. And so we just ask God's blessing be upon us, because we know that God is able to bring us through. He's able to bless us and keep us, and we thank him for that. Shall we look to the Lord in prayer? Our most kind and gracious Heavenly Father, as we humbly bow before your throne of grace and mercy, we come, dear Heavenly Father, seeking your favor and seeking your will for our lives today. We want to pray a special prayer and blessing upon our saints who are traveling right now, dear Father, on their way to the house of God. We know that the snow is coming down, dear Heavenly Father. We know it's cold outside, so bridges and overpasses and various things are going to be very icy and slick. But we know, Lord God, the hand of God is upon our people, your people, dear Father. And so, Lord, in the precious name of Jesus, Lord God, we ask that you would remember each and every saint that is traveling right now. We pray, Lord God, that you keep them from all hurt, harm, and danger. And please, Lord, in the name of Jesus, allow no accidents to befall them. Father, we want to thank you and praise you this morning for another privilege and opportunity to be in the house of the Lord one more time. We want to thank you, Lord God, for your love and mercy extended unto us as we slept and slumbered throughout last night. Father, you allowed us to rise this morning, clothed in our right minds, and you've given us the activity and use of our limbs. And for this, we want to say thank you. As far as we know, Lord God, each and every one of our family members are still in the land of the living. And for this, we too want to say thank you. We thank you and praise you for all the saints who have come in, dear Heavenly Father. Thank you for the older saints, Lord God. Brother Mann, dear Father, we thank you, Lord God, when we look out and see him, dear Father. We ask that you would continue to bless and be with him in a mighty way, dear Heavenly Father. Strengthening body, spirit, mind, and soul, dear Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord God, for his sweet spirit, dear Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord God, for his willingness and his love, dear Heavenly Father, to be in the house of the Lord whenever he can. Father, likewise with Sister Carol, dear Father, we thank you for her, dear Father. Thank you, Lord God, you granted traveling mercies to her and Sister Regina today, Lord God, and brought them across the highway safely, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for this dear sister and ask your continued blessings be upon her. Pray, Lord God, that you would look down upon her with favor this morning. Ask that you would bless her in body, spirit, mind, and soul. Thank you for Sister Regina, Lord God, being here this morning, Lord God. We understand she took a fall, Lord God, on last Lord's Day. And so, Father, we ask in the name of Jesus that you would continue to bless. Been praying for all week, dear Heavenly Father. But we know you're able, dear Father, and we thank you, Lord God, that, Lord, she wasn't hurt no worse than what it was that she was hurt, dear Heavenly Father. And we ask that you would bless her and be with her, dear Heavenly Father. Watch over in her home alone, dear Heavenly Father, we pray in the name of Jesus. Father, we want to thank you for Sister Holmes being online, dear Father. We ask in the name of Jesus that you would bless this dear sister. We thank you, Lord God, for her strength, indeed, dear Heavenly Father. We thank you, Lord God, for her encouraging words, dear Father. And we ask in the name of Jesus that you would bless our dear sister. Give her the desires of her heart. We just thank you, Lord God, for all that you have done for her and all that thou art doing and going to do on her behalf. Likewise, we want to thank you, Lord God, and praise you for Sister Blake and Brother Blake being on. Likewise, dear Father, knowing that they're in isolation right now, Lord God, doing because of being exposed to COVID, dear Father. But we just thank you, Lord God, for this dear couple and ask that you would bless them, dear Heavenly Father. We miss them, Lord God, being in the service, but we thank you, Lord God, that you have blessed them, Lord God. We ask in the name of Jesus, Lord God, while they are isolation, Lord God, you would allow also some rest, dear Father, for the body, dear Heavenly Father. We know, Lord God, you said in your word that all things work together to the good of those who love the Lord and who are called according to your purpose. And so, Lord God, when things like this happen, Lord God, we don't walk around with our head down and say, well, why did this happen? But, Lord, we just thank you, Lord God. There's always a reason for everything, and we thank you for it, dear Heavenly Father. Likewise, we ask that you remember Sister Lillian, Lord God, in the hospital, dear Father. We thank you for our dear sister and ask that you would bless her, dear Heavenly Father. Be with her, Lord God. Touch her, heal her in her body, dear Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord God, for the care that she's getting, dear Heavenly Father. And we ask in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you will allow her to know, dear Father, that we are praying for her, lifting her up, dear Heavenly Father, to you, dear Father, knowing that you're able to touch and heal her, dear Heavenly Father. Oh, Father God in heaven, we want to thank you for all the saints of God. Remembering Sister June, we don't see her as of yet. She may be traveling over the highway, Lord God. We ask that you grant our dear sister traveling mercies. Keep her safe, dear Heavenly Father. Watch over, protect her, Lord God. Remember her companion, Lord God. Remember her children, Lord God. Remember her grandchildren, dear Father. We just thank you for Sister June and ask that you would bless our dear sister. Thank you, Lord God, for all that you have done for her and all that thou art doing and going to do. Remembering likewise, dear Father, Sister Maria and her family as they're traveling, Lord God. We ask that you would be with them, Lord God, as she comes across the highway, Lord God, with Tatum and Liam, Lord God. Watch over them, dear Father. Keep them safe, dear Heavenly Father. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we lift up all of our saints, dear Father, this day, dear Father, knowing that you're able to do all things but fail. Thank you, Lord God, for all that you've done for us, dear Father. Thank you, Lord God, for all that thou art doing and going to do. Thank you, Lord God, for even allowing us to gather once again in the house of the Lord, dear Father. Thank you for the privilege of being able to pray to you, Lord God, knowing that you are God and beside thee there is none other. Father, we just want to thank you and praise you this morning for all that you have done for us. Remembering Sister Smith this morning, we thank you for her, Lord God, and ask you will continue to bless her in body, spirit, mind, and soul. Remembering Brother Levester and Brother Reggie, Lord God, pray you will bless them, Lord God, excuse me, in my body, spirit, mind, and soul. Remembering Sister Millicent, Sister Melita, Lord God. Oh, Father, we just want to thank you for all the saints of God, dear Heavenly Father, in a mighty way, Lord God. We ask in the name of Jesus, Lord, that you would remember those who are online. We ask that you remember our brothers and sisters, Lord God, who are listening in, dear Father, who may not be able to get out to the house of God. Watch over and protect them, dear Lord. We pray for the brother Monty Johnson and his family, Lord God. Watch over them, Lord God. Be with them, Lord God. Remember Sister Sandy and her family in a special way, Lord God. Remembering Sister Carolyn and her family, dear Father. Remembering, dear Father, Sister Ferris Day. We thank you for her, Lord God. Ask your blessings upon her there in Boston, Lord God. Remembering Sister Sanders down in Florida, dear Father. Oh, Father God in heaven, we just ask that you remember all of your people. Remember even those who are calling in that we don't know, dear Heavenly Father, who they are, dear Father. We ask your blessings be upon them in a mighty way. Oh, Father, we can't thank you enough for all that you have done for us today. Can't thank you enough for your hand of love and mercy extended unto each and every one of us, dear Father. We pray, Lord God, you remember our children who are out of the ark of safety. Remember souls who are out of the ark of safety. Remember mothers and fathers, sisters and brothers, nieces and nephews, aunts and uncles, Lord God, who are all out of the ark of safety. We pray, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you would bless and be with them, Lord God. Give them no peace, no rest in sin, Lord God, until they turn their lives over to thee. Father, we ask in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you remember our government in a special way, Lord God. Remember our president, vice president, Lord God. Remember our Congress, Lord God. Remember our judges, Lord God, our federal court, our Supreme Court. Father, we ask in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you would remember mankind. We pray, Lord God, that you would help them to know that you are God, their Heavenly Father. We know, Lord God, when they're making laws and decisions, Lord God, they have not, dear Father, included you in on them, dear Father. But, Father, you told us in your word in all our ways to acknowledge you, and you would direct our path. So this morning we're going to acknowledge you. We're going to lift you up, dear Lord. We want you to be in our presence, Lord God. We want you to be the guide of our lives, dear Heavenly Father, and we thank you for that this morning. Ask likewise, you remember Brother Tony as he's traveling on his way in. Watch over him likewise. Oh, Father, I don't want to forget any of the saints of God who might be traveling. Brother Robert, he might be traveling in this morning. Watch over him. Keep him safe over the highways. Oh, Father God in heaven, we just want to thank you and praise you, Lord God. We ask, oh Lord, that you would continue to bless. Get the glory out of our lives. Be in the services with us this morning. We want you to do the preaching, the praying, the singing, dear Heavenly Father, the exhortation, Lord God. We want it all to come from you, Lord God. We know we are just the vessels and the instruments that you are using, dear Father. So we pray in the name of Jesus that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart will be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our redeemer. Father, remember Brother Byron. I thank you for him, Lord God, and thank you for all that you've done for him, dear Heavenly Father. Thank you for his knowledge, his wisdom, dear Heavenly Father, and you, dear Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord God, how he's growing deeper and deeper in the word of God. We just thank you for this, dear brother, and ask that you would bless, dear Father, as he is here, dear Father, assisting with me, dear Father, in the absence of our dear sister Blake, Lord God. We just pray, Lord God, that you would bless him, dear Father. We pray, Lord God, that you give him the words, dear Father, to say, Lord God. I know, Lord God, he has said sometimes, dear Father, that he gets a little nervous and he's not done this all the time, dear Father, but Lord, he does a beautiful job in you, dear Heavenly Father. And so we just ask that you continue to be with him, Lord God. Remember his concern for his family, Lord God, his companion, Lord God, his children, dear Heavenly Father. His heart's desire, Lord God, is for them to be saved. And so, Lord, we ask that you would grant it according to your riches in Christ Jesus. Remembering Sister Millicent, likewise, as she leads the devotion, we pray, Lord God, your blessings upon this dear sister. We thank you for her and ask that you would bless her in body, spirit, mind, and soul. Father, we thank you for her and ask that you would be with her in a mighty way, Lord God. Thank you for all that you've done for Sister Millicent and all that thou art doing and going to do. Father, we don't want to forget our dear Officer Todd, dear Heavenly Father. We pray, Lord God, that you watch over him. We know, dear Father, it's extremely cold outside. So, Father, we pray that you watch over him, Lord God, that he'll be able to come in and get some warmth, dear Heavenly Father. Even if he's sitting in his truck, that he'll be able to get some warmth, dear Heavenly Father, from the cold. Father, remember those who are less fortunate than we are. Remember the one that may have slept under a bridge last night. Remember the one that, dear Father, that did not have food to eat this morning. Remember the one, Lord God, that does not know you, Lord God, and the free pardon of their sins. Oh, Father God in heaven, we come to you, Lord God. We bring these souls to you. Father, we love you, dear Heavenly Father. We know you're able to save, Lord God. As was said early on, dear Father, the blood hasn't lost its power to save. And so we believe that this morning, and we ask in the name of Jesus that, Lord God, you will speak to hearts, dear Heavenly Father. Help them to know that time is winding up. Now, Father, get the glory out of our lives. Be with us in the services. We just want to thank you and praise you this morning for all that you have done, all that thou art doing and going to do on our behalf. And we'll be so careful to give thy name the praise, the glory, and the honor. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Remember the saints. We don't see Sister Kiba, Sister India, Lord God. Remember them and remember their children in a mighty way. We pray in Jesus' name and we thank you. Amen. 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 Praise our God.
See in your bulletin, your song, Sanctuary. And Lord, you prepare us to be a sanctuary for him. All things that we do and say. Amen. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Bless the Lord. Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary. Your and holy,
praise God,
tried and true, and with thanksgiving, I'll be a living.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Well, good morning, saints, and truly thank the Lord for being here. And as it was said, yes, I do get a little nervous standing here before you. Even though I'm before you a lot, I'm filling some shoes that I truly look up to in her position, and they're ones that aren't always that easy for me to feel like I feel easily. But thank the Lord for her, and I thank the Lord for Brother Maurice and Sister Blake in a special way, and they're counting on us to carry on, even though they're not able to be here. Their strength is in us carrying on. They're seeing the Church of God go on, you know, and that's how it is. It's got to go on regardless of what goes on in this world or what goes on around us. The Word of God, the Church of God is going on because the Lord promised us he was coming back. So that ain't going to change either. So we got to go on because he is coming back. And that's what this song's all about. Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy. So we know that a sanctuary for God's got to be pure and holy. And this is a part that stuck out with me, tried and true. So that means you got to go through something to be this sanctuary. He's got to try you, and that's what you're letting him know. Try and true me. You're asking him to do this, tried and true, with thanksgiving. And once I know that you've blessed it, that thanksgiving from the Lord, that he's tried and made you true, then you say, I'll be a living sanctuary, Lord, for you. All right. This is personal. This is personal. Prepare me to be. Amen. Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord for the song this morning. Thank the Lord for the opening prayer. Minister Jenkins truly covered everyone and truly with a realizing a heartfelt prayer to open with, knowing that there are those that are away because of the being exposed, then those that are do have COVID, and then the weather's coming down. So we always want to look to the Lord and ask the Lord to guide and direct our footsteps and our pathway and keep us. Let us turn in the book of Ephesians to chapter 6 is going to be our reading this morning, our devotional reading. Ephesians chapter 6, starting with verse 10 through 18. Ephesians chapter 6, starting with verse 10, ending at verse 18. And we'll read responsibly.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might.
Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil.
For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places.
Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand.
Stand, therefore, having your loins girded about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness,
and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace.
Above all, take the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked.
And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God.
Together, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto and all perseverance and supplication for all saints. Amen. 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 Well, we thank the Lord for the reading of his word this morning and realizing that the word of God is our strength and our power in this life. And God has given Minister Jenkins a series of lessons here that have to do with the whole armor. And she's walking through these slowly so that we can get this armor on correctly. You got to put them on piece by piece. So she's taking us through these scriptures piece by piece so that we have it on and have it tied down before you try to put the next piece on. Yeah, make sure you got an understanding of the first piece and while it's on, then you know why you're putting on the next piece. You know why you put on shoes, because you got to walk, but you got to get them tied on first, or you might trip. So we look down, we tell folks, tie your shoes. So she's teaching us step by step. So we thank the Lord for that, and we'll continue to, Lord, to bless her in this study. Well, saints, we always want to come before the Lord in our prayers and some of the things we've gone through and want to ask the Lord to bless us and keep us, even this day, this Lord's day, that he... His blessings will be with us as we've come to the house of God. Good to see you come in, Sister June. We were praying for you earlier, and the Lord brought you right on in. Amen. And we truly thank God. And we can never, the Lord told us to pray without ceasing, so we can never get enough prayer. So at this time, we'll ask you to make your requests known before the Lord, before we go to the Lord in prayer. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Sister Regina, I see your hand over here first.
I had a call, as you know, the other day, and I'm blessed to get up. After a couple of hours or so, but prayed for Deborah and April. She's broken up a hip.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
In April. So keep me in your prayers.
Amen. Sister Regina had a fall. I'll just repeat it, Sister Regina, for those that are listening, that she had a fall, but she was able to get up, and she's pressed away here, but she's asking to remember her loved ones. Pointing to her right shoulder might be a little... Oh, you got a shot. Okay. All right. And thank the Lord it allowed you to make it on out, and you didn't get feverish or anything from that either. All right. And remember her loved ones. She said there are those that are got, I believe she said, some hip surgery or some things to look at this coming April. So April's a little ways off, but it's okay to pray, get prayed up for it. Amen. Amen. Sister Webb, I saw your hand. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister Webb. We continue to remember your family. And as you said, the enemy's on his job. He's on his job. We have to be on our job. We have to be workers for the Lord, and we have to be on our job. And the Lord has provided us a way. And so through his word and through the blood of Jesus Christ. So just let us continue to hold fast, as the scripture said this morning, hold fast to that no man steal your crown. So you hold fast to what you've received. Hold fast to that birthright in the Lord. Amen. You got a birthright in the Lord now through salvation, so hold fast to it. Amen.
Amen.
That's what you're letting us know. Amen. Sister Melita, I see you come in. Mm. Amen. 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 Sister Melita put in her request. Likewise, you know, remember family as a whole, but remembering her in body, she had a crown come loose or pull loose, and she's got to go in and get that repaired. So she wants to be prayed up about that situation. Amen. All right. Well, we did, and we thank the Lord to see you come in. Amen. 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 Sister Maria has made it to the house of God with both of the boys. Good to see them. Tatum and Liam. We see you. Thank the Lord to have you here today. And just keep her family in your prayers and likewise traveling mercies for her. Sister Kira.
I wanted to let Sister Renee know that the spirit was called to live. She was saying that. The reason she did not accept it, her eyes are on well. She wanted you to know that she thanked you so much for sending that. Also remember my grandchildren that are in North Carolina have those ice storms.
Mm-hmm.
They're now remember them much in gratitude to his children.
Mm-hmm.
Remember Elma Frank and all my children, grandchildren, nephews, nieces, everybody that's getting the word. This is morning message.
Amen.
Lord, I am so grateful.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you, Sister Carol, and remembering your family, loved ones, and all those you're concerned about. This is what Sister Carol's prayer is this morning. Some that have been calling in, different ones, and she's just glad to know that the work of the Lord is being done, and just hope that souls will hear and receive. Amen. Amen. Sister Smith. Sister Smith, thank the Lord for you. We love you and continue to remember her soul, body, and spirit first of all, and then praying for her family members and those that are out of the ark of safety. So thank the Lord for that request, Sister Smith. Brother Levester.
Because just that morning or the other day, he was in Wisconsin, and this season didn't clear that fast. Just remember him, and also my daughters Angela, Tina, and Jada.
Mm-hmm.
And me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Brother Levester, we love you. Remember your family, and remember those in prayer. Your son out there on the road, and your daughter. Granddaughter, is it, or daughter? Yeah. Yeah, okay. Yes. All right. Thank the Lord for you, and good to have you here this morning.
Brother Byron?
Yes.
Sister Blake?
Yes, Sister Blake. Brother Levester's not finished yet. Just a moment.
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Oh, okay. 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 All right. Brother Levester added in remembering Officer Todd, and he had been promoted to a sergeant. So I thank the Lord that we have a sergeant with us now. Amen. Amen. Sister Blake.
I apologize.
No, that you're good.
Brother Byron and congregation and Brother Levester for I didn't for interrupting. I'm sorry. I thank the Lord for his blessings. I thank all of you saints for your prayers for Sister Lillian and Brother Maurice and myself, and I just thank God for your love for us, and I thank God for his goodness. We had anticipated that Sister Lillian would get out of the hospital today. That's what the doctors had said, but God didn't see fit for that. God had another plan, and so she's in for at least another day. But God is good.
Amen.
And she is getting better and improving day by day. And so we just thank God for every single blessing of every single day all along the way. And just continue to remember us in prayer. We know that God is able. Remember, Brother Maurice and I will, after a few more days, we'll have to be tested. But God is in that plan also.
Amen.
So just continue to lift us up in prayer, and we'll continue to remember each and every one of you in prayer likewise.
Amen. Amen. Thank the Lord. Brother Mann. Amen. Brother Mann's remembering his neighborhood and his loved ones in a special way. Amen. Sister Millicent.
I truly thank the Lord for his many blessings and all that he's done for me. Today, remember me, my household. Thank the Lord for all that he's done and that's going to do. And Max is doing well.
Amen.
He's gotten through the shots and I'm able to touch his legs and his arms, his soul. So mm-hmm. He's doing well. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you.
Brother Byron, I ask that you, I want to thank the Lord for his blessings for me. And thanks to God, I got out of the car the other day on the driveway, which wasn't shoved, and I found myself laying flat down on the driveway. But I thank God I didn't hurt myself. Immediately, as soon as I stepped, I know. But I thank God, saints. I just have to be more careful and watchful. I've got so many things on my mind. So just help me. Ask the Lord to help me to get some things. I need some things moved. And remember me in prayer.
Amen.
I think
Amen.
I got a little bit much on my plate right now, and I want to make sure I'm focused on the things of God.
Amen. Amen.
And sometimes I think I'm in a hurry,
mm-hmm.
you know, because I got to go here, there, and there, and I'm taking care of it. But just remember me in prayer.
Amen.
I want to be all God would have me to be.
Amen. Amen.
And also remember Sister Fuel and I haven't had a opportunity to be able to get over there to see her, but I'm praying earnestly, and I know you are too.
Mm-hmm.
Let's continue to hold her up in prayer. I've got to send her something because I just haven't had
Amen.
The chance.
Amen. Amen.
I want her to know we still love her.
Amen. Amen. We truly thank God. I don't want to forget myself because I'm standing always in the need of prayer too. And I'm right in that same will camp with Minister Jenkins. I've you know, have had a lot of things that it seems like on my plate. And, you know, with the new year coming in and the new type of work ethic that I'm at now in my trucking and then, you know, my motor blew up a little bit. And it's a costly thing, and it's a work in progress right now. And just things seem like they've been happening, but you know, God is still good. I've had just, and that's only just the first things I've can say, but it's just been an issue of things helping Madeline along with what she's dealing with. And it seems like the enemy's just throwing a lot of things around, right now. And it's just been busy. It's just been busy. And, you know, and even as she said, with a lot of the things she has on her mind, which, you know, some of them I probably know about, and just Just keep us in your prayers, because we never want to get to the point where we're out there in the world so much that we that something lacks with the Lord. And I truly pray about that every day. And I get in there and I just get in, you know, reading his word just to make sure and studying and make sure that I'm just still studying his word, still speaking to those about the Lord, the mechanic I'm working with now to get my motor back, speaking with him along the way and trying to be encouraged, you know, as we go deeper in there and you find more stuff and it's like, you know, another this, another thousand, another this, and you're like, it's just the enemy. That's what I just say. It's just the enemy trying to discourage anything you're doing in this life and to keep you off balance. You might think, well, these are just natural things that happen, but it's still things that the enemy can use to try to pull you away. So keep me in your prayers. Keep Minister Jenkins in your prayers for the busyness of this life. Realize that it's not, it's something that Satan can use. Just like we learned in the lesson today, those that studied the lesson about Esau and Jacob. Esau was busy out there in the field, and he allowed his birthright to be mishandled. And if we're busy out here in the world, we can allow our salvation to kind of slip. And I don't want mine to slip none. You know, and I'm not talking about just totally back in sin, but I don't want my studies to slip. I don't want my faith to slip. I don't want none of my righteousness to slip, and none of my belief that the Lord is able to keep us in every manner to the fullest. He can keep us to the uttermost. He can keep us. The blood hasn't lost no power. And we don't have to yield out to the flesh. Even though the flesh has to deal with things, we've crucified the flesh. So allow us to stay with the Lord. Allow not this busyness he'll try to put in our lives to try to take us down and pull us down. So just keep us in your prayers, each and every one of us, and the Lord to see us through. Amen.
Amen.
Sister Holmes, I'm sorry.
And I thank the Lord for the time that he has given me thus far. And I look forward to keep on staying close to the Lord.
Amen.
Thank you for the messages that are encouraging for our ministers from the church school. We have look to the Lord for everything because he brought us here.
Amen.
To let us be an example to others when he touched us, that we can tell others that he can touch them too.
Amen.
In the precious name of Jesus, I thank you.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Holmes.
Praise
God. Amen.
Our God is a
mm-hmm. Okay. Shall we turn in our evening light to page 214, at the cross of Jesus bowing, 214. We'll sing verse 1 and verse 2 and then the chorus. In the evening light.
At the cross of Jesus bowing here, I find a safe retreat from a world of care and trouble. In his presence calm and sweet, at the cross of Jesus bowing here, I count my blessings o'er. Here I drink from life's pure fountain, drink
until I thirst no more. Stillness divine, stillness I feel, around me a heavenly stillness I feel. Low at the cross, low at the cross, low at the cross of my Jesus, I need.
Praise God.
Amen.
Praise our God.
My Lord. As we look to the Lord in prayer,
amen.
Good to see you come in, brother. Any specials before we start? Amen. 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 We'll look to the Lord in prayer. Dear God, our Heavenly Father,
yes, Lord.
As we approach your throne in prayer, humbly as we know how, bowing our hearts and our minds before thee, we ask that thou would look down with favor this day and look down upon your people and speak to our hearts and minds and allow us to hear from thee, because we truly realize that without thee we can do nothing. So we come before you with humble hearts, humble understandings, realizing that you can do all things. If our faith faileth not. So allow our faith to be strengthened this morning. Allow us to be guided by your Spirit. O Spirit of truth, we call upon thy name as well to guide and direct your people, to guide and direct us in the spiritual way. We realize, dear Father, that you said you would send us the Comforter, that he would guide us into all truth. And we're truly calling that thou will guide us into all truth and understanding. We realize the enemy is busy with all his many devices, but you have blessed us to be able to learn about the armor of God that will protect us from all the wiles and the fiery darts of the enemy. So we ask this morning that thou will hear from on high, but we truly want to say thank you for keeping us. Because we realize your saving grace, mm-hmm. the blood of Jesus Christ that has not lost any power, is able to keep each and every one of us as we go through this life. So let us have faith,
mm-hmm.
and let us have faith in thee.
Amen.
That you're dying upon the cross was not in vain, but it was in for the purpose of salvation. To save people from their sins.
Amen.
And that's why the blood is still has power to save, even unto the end.
Amen.
So we ask that you would bless and allow our understanding to have understanding in this, and no weakness in our hearts or in our minds to you being able to keep us from falling. So we ask this day that you would continue to bless us, see us through, guide and direct us. But we're truly thankful for all that you do. We're thankful for our families. We're thankful for our loved ones. We're
Amen.
Thankful for you carrying us
Amen.
Over the highways.
Amen.
We're thankful for the roofs over our head. Even though the snow's coming down, you've provided shelter for each and every one of us.
Amen.
You've provided food in our pantries, food in our refrigerators.
Amen.
You've provided clothes for our backs and shoes on our feet. And even health and strength, you've provided us with that. We have a reasonable portion of health and strength.
Thank you,
and you're even able to go even further than that. When the doctors lose hope or when the doctors say one thing, but you may be saying another.
Yeah.
And I truly thank you for that in a personal way.
Yeah.
So I ask that you to remember each and every saint this morning that's gathered around your throne. That you will hear from on high and look down upon their condition. Because we only hear their condition or maybe see it from the outside.
Yes.
But you see it from the heart.
Amen.
So we know that thou's able to bless according to the heart And we ask that you would look in on each and every soul that's here this day in your presence, in the house of God, wanting to hear from thee from on high. We're thankful for Sister Regina coming in this morning, pressing her way to be here, to make her request known that she had a little fall, but she's doing all right. You saw her through it. Now she has loved ones that have an operation coming up in the near future. She's asking that you would look in on that ahead of time and that they may be blessed. Amen. Likewise, seeing Sister Carol in the house of God this morning. And we're thankful for her, and we're thankful for her faithfulness. And we're truly thankful for the blessings of those that she's been bringing and speaking to and praying for and looking to thee to speak to their souls and about their souls. So we're thankful for the ministry that she's putting forth. Continue to bless her and keep her as we see you are. And we ask that thou would look down upon her with favor as she travels to and fro. And likewise, we're thankful to see Sister Webb here this morning. We ask that thou remember her in a special way. And even as she says, she's looking to thee to guide and direct her. And the enemy may be trying to do things here and there, but she's standing on your promises. So we ask that thou continue to remember her and look down with favor upon her and remember her loved ones and those that she's praying for, those that she may be even dealing with. We ask that thou remember those conditions. You said in your word that if a man's ways please the Lord, you'd make even his enemies to be at peace with him. So we realize, dear Father, that you're able to allow peace to be in the home. So we ask that thou remember Sister Webb in a special way. Likewise, Sister Melita, we're thankful to see her here this morning. Remember her request. Remember her request for her dental. We ask that thou look down with favor, though, upon her soul, body, and spirit and see her through and continue to bless her. Remember her household. Remember her loved ones. Remember her daughter in a special way and like manner as well. We're always thankful to see Jasmine in the house of God. Likewise, Sister Lauren Steen this morning, we're thankful to see her in the house of God. I ask that thou remember her in a special way. And we know that she's always desiring your guidance and your protection and you taking care of her and seeing her through. Likewise, Brother Pierre, seeing him here this morning, we're thankful to have him in the house of God and continue to bless this young brother and continue to remember him and have him to remember thee in a special way, that you would continue to bless and strengthen him, and that he would be guided by your spirit, and that he would be deep into your word to understand how you would have him to continue to live in this life. And likewise, we're thankful for Officer Todd, knowing that the request was put in for him and his promotion and him being around the house of God and taking care, and you allowing him to have that protection that that is desired outside and around the church. So we ask your blessings to be with him, but we ask that thou remember his soul in a special way and allow him to receive something from the people of God and his presence being around us, that something will leak over and that he has an understanding where his soul likewise will spend eternity. We love him. We love his family, and we love having him around. So we ask that thou would remember him in a mighty way in these circumstances. We ask that thou in like manner remember Sister Smith. We're thankful to see her in the house of God, and we ask that you to remember her in a special way. Lord, remember her loved ones and her concern for them, and continue to bless her and see her through. And we ask that thou would continue to bless her soul, body, and spirit. Her desire is to serve thee and serve thee to the fullest in holiness and righteousness. So we ask that thou would bless her in a mighty way and look down upon her with much favor. Likewise, we're thankful to see Brother Tony come in. We ask that thou remember his request for safety on the highways and carrying us through. And he's thankful for your blessings on his family and keeping everyone safe as they go and travel to and fro. Likewise, Sister Maria this morning, and her coming into the house of God with safe travels this morning, and seeing Liam and Tatum in the house of God, we ask that thou remember them in a special way and remember her companion like manner in a special way. Thankful to see Brother Mans in the house of God, and ask that thou will continue to bless and strengthen him. And we're thankful for his love and his compassion for the saints. And we ask that thou would continue to remember him in his neighborhood and remember his companion in like manner, and remember those that are taking care of him and seeing him through to and fro. And likewise, we're thankful for Brother Levester being here, and yeah. Truly ask that thou would continue to bless him, soul, body, and spirit. And yeah. Remember his loved ones in a special way, as he's concerned about them always. He's concerned about them in their soul, as well as he's concerned about their safety as they travel and go to and fro. So we just ask that thou would remember him in a special way. And likewise, Brother Reggie, saw him here this morning. Remember him in a special way and look down upon him with much favor. We ask that to continue to guide and direct him, and remember his companion. And he let us know she had another year added on to her life. And we're thankful to know that you continue to bless her and see her through. And we ask that thou remember her soul, body, and spirit. And likewise, Sister Millicent this morning, we ask that thou remember her in a special way and continue to bless her and see her through and look down upon her with favor. And bless her, and we're thankful to know that you've visited her and her her little companion that she has. We ask that thou would continue to keep him in your care as well. And we're thankful for her, and we're thankful for her faithfulness and her ability to teach and do in the house of God. So we ask that thou remember her in a mighty and a special way. And we're truly thankful for Sister Holmes being in our presence. And we ask that thou would remember her in a special way and continue to bless her and see her through. We realize that age is up on her, but she doesn't venture out in this kind of weather, but she's truly here in spirit. And even in voice, we hear her voice, and we're thankful for it. So we ask that thou would continue to bless her and remember those loved ones that are in her household or her family members that are taking care of her and helping her to and fro. We ask your special blessings to be with her. And likewise, Brother and Sister Maurice listening in this morning, and we're truly thankful for them, but we're thankful that you've blessed them to be able to be in our presence this morning, and that we can hear their voices in the background and realize that you've taken care of them. We ask your special blessings to be with Sister Lillian in a special way, and realize that she was due to go home, but they saw fit to keep her another day. So we ask that thou would keep her also and take care of her and see her through and her ordeal that she's going through with this virus or this COVID thing. And we ask that thou remember her in a special way. And likewise, we're thankful to see Minister Jenkins in the house of God. We ask that you would continue to bless her and strengthen her and guide and direct her. And as she said, it seems like there's busyness around her and there's busyness going on, and trying to just tidy up things and trying to even maybe get things out of her life that's not concerning to her. She's trying to focus on the word of God and the souls of men. And I understand her pressure, and I can even feel it a little bit. And I just ask that you remember her in a special way this morning, as she's concerned about souls and concerned about the work of the Lord. And seems like the enemy wants to put more work on her in the world. So I know how she feels, and I ask that you remember her in a special way and allow some of these things, if you will, to peel off and go by the wayside and be no more, as you told the children of Israel, see these Romans, you or these Egyptians, you shall see them no more. Allow some of these things of the world for us to see no more, to peel off, and let us be focused on heading towards the mountain of God. We ask your blessings. So have thine own divine way in our lives, dear Father. Remember me, remember my family as well. Remember as I go through this life as well, I realize that there's many busy things going on, new life that started at work, and I just truly ask that you'll bless, and but only allow it to just be work, but it can't stand in the work of thee. In your word, you said, isn't it time that I be about my Father's business? So I want to be about your business more than the business of this world. So have thine own divine way in our lives. Remember my loved ones. Remember my wife in a special way. Remember my children. We ask that thou would bless your people, bless your church, bless your family, bless each and every one of us. Have us to understand that we are the church of God and that we are set aside and that we have a home that you have gone to prepare for us.
Praise
and
our God.
You said if it
praise God. Thank you, Jesus.
If it were not so.
Yes. My God.
You would have told us. So we know that there's truth in your word and you've gone to prepare a place for us.
Amen.
Let us not sell it short. Let us stay true.
Amen.
And focused. And let us be careful to give thee the praise, the honor, and the glory for it all. And if there's any here that I forgot to mention their name or call their name, forgive me, but remember them in a special way. For Christ's sake is our prayer. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise our God. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Brother Jackson would come up, but we're before you this morning to lift the morning offering. We truly thank God for the beautiful prayers that you gave to our brother to render to us. You know our God's able, amen? We're just going to trust him and be true and see what he will do.
Amen.
Told he'll never disappoint our soul. We've done our best. Said, let Jesus do the rest. But let us keep our eye on the goal. Praise our God. This morning, as we stand before you and to lift the morning offering as part of the finance committee, Sister Blake is not with us. The middle plate is for the missionary funds. The two plates that are on the side are for our general offering and tithes. We just want to thank God for his blessings, because without God blessing us, where would we be today?
Amen.
He truly, truly has blessed us as a family of God, and not only in material things, but he's blessed us richly in the word of God and to be able to stand in these evil days and to have those in the ministry and the teachers that we have in the family of God. I thank God for that. When we thank him for everything because he has been good to us. Let us look to the Lord. Our most kind and gracious Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for your manifold blessings upon this house of God. Thank you for how you provide for us, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, that you blessed us, dear Heavenly Father, as we bring in our tithes and offerings into the house of God. You said if we bring them in, bring them all in, dear Heavenly Father. You said you pour us out a blessing, Father, and we have received that blessing. We see it, dear Heavenly Father, and we want to thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for our treasurer, which is Sister Blake, dear Heavenly Father, and how you bless her, Lord God, to keep the books, the records, dear Heavenly Father. We thank you, Lord God, for how you've blessed in every auxiliary, Lord God, although we haven't been able to have a lot of the different functions that we normally have due to the COVID, due to the pandemic that's going on. But you are still blessing, dear Father. We're still able to give as a people of God. You have blessed, dear Heavenly Father, the saints with jobs, dear Heavenly Father. You've blessed saints with retirement and all Social Security income. And Lord, they bring their tithes into your house, dear Heavenly Father. Father, we pray in the name of Jesus that we use them to your glory, to your honor. Help us, Lord God, in the disbursement of them, dear Father. Lord, we don't want to be frivolous ever in using your money, dear Heavenly Father, but we want to be good stewards of the manifold grace of thee. Father, we ask in the name of Jesus that you bless everyone who has to give, even bless those who may not have to give. We ask, Lord God, that you would use it to your glory and to your honor, and we'll be so careful this day to give your name the praise, glory, and honor due unto thee. In Jesus' name we pray and we thank you. Amen.
Amen.
Did you say what the middle place?
Missionary.
I'm sorry.
Did I say anything?
I don't know.
The middle plate is for missionary. I'm sorry if I forgot to say that.
Have you found rest and peace within? Roll far away your load of sin. Step from the old life to the new. Tell what the Lord has done for you. Oh, tell what he's done for you of his love. So strong and true. Oh, tell what he's done for you. Others may need him too. Have you a friend whose wondrous strength lights up with joy the darkest place? Who to the end will still prove true? Tell what the Lord has done for you. Oh, tell what he's done for you of his love. So good and true. Oh, tell what he's done for you. Others will need him too. Have you been saved his love to show? Who by your side each day does go? Looking to him to help you through. Tell what the Lord has done for you. Oh, tell what he's done for you of his love, so strong and true. Oh, tell what he's done for you. Others may need him too. Have you a joy that never shall fail? Even when you walk through death's dark veil, someone whose power great things can do, tell what the Lord has done for you. Oh, tell what he's done for you of his love, so strong and true. Oh, tell what he's done for you. Others may need him too. Oh, tell what he's done for you of his love, so strong and true. Oh, tell what he's done for you. Others may need him too.
Amen.
He saved me. That's what he's done for me. Amen.
Me too.
Amen. He saves me. And he,
oh, I ain't telling others.
Yeah. And they need him too.
Yeah.
Even though they may not think they need him, but they need him. Hell wasn't planned for the for man, or the, I was going to say the human man, but the created man of God. It wasn't planned for him. So others need him. They need what we have. They need what we have. Jeff Bezos, he needs what we have. One would think Elon Musk don't need anything from us, but he needs what we have. That's right. President Biden, yeah, he needs something of what we have. Amen.
All of them, good brother.
So, yes, they don't have what we have. They need what we have. One, don't let our hearts think we see them. We think they're in such a position. No.
That's
they
right,
need
brother.
Something of what we have. Because we serve the Almighty God, remember? When he introduced himself to Abraham, he said, I'm the Almighty God. That's right. Ain't no, nobody's above him. Nobody's above him. So thank the Lord. Have that in your heart, and God can bless and send you along because he knows Now I know he fears me.
Praise.
Because he's put me higher than Elon Musk, Jeff Bezos, all them that are billionaires up on top of billionaires and people lift up in this life and presidents. No, that we put God first. Amen. Amen. Truly thank God. The saints at this time will get ready to allow our hearts to open up to the word of God. And we know we've been praising the Lord this morning and thanking him for allowing us to come to the house of God and the fellowship one with another. And he said, where there's two or three gathered, he's in the presence of us. And how's he in the presence of us? Because we're gathered together in his word and in his way. So he's in that presence. As long as his word's here, he's here. Amen. Because it's his word. It's not ours. Amen. So that's how he's in our presence. So at this time, we'll stand and we'll have a word of prayer for our minister as she comes before us, our pastor, and feeds us the word of God that he has given to her this day. Dear Lord, our Heavenly Father, once again, we look to thee in prayer and truly want to say thank you for all that you've done thus far in the house of God. We're truly thankful, dear Father, for the words that have been spoken so far, the prayers that have been given, and the requests that have gone forth. Now we're asking thee as we look to hear upon your word, and we ask that thou will bless our dear pastor this morning, Sister Renee. We ask that thou will look down upon her with favor and that thou will allow her to go out into your harvest this morning with your word. You have given her a sickle that's already been sharpened by your word, so all she needs to do is deliver it, and it will harvest those that are willing to receive the understanding. So we ask this morning that you would bless her in a mighty way and allow her to share what you have given her unto your people this morning and those that would be listening in that would consider their soul and eternal life. Have thine own divine way, and let us be careful to give thee the praise, the honor, and the glory for the word of God that goes forth. Amen.
Good afternoon. Giving glory and honor to God, truly we thank God for another privilege and opportunity to be here. I thank God for Brother Byrene. Thank God for the beautiful prayer God gave him. He rendered and touched my heart. And I thank God for him and ask you to continue to remember him likewise and all of us in prayer. And I thank God, as he said, for the saints out today. You know, I thank God for traveling mercies. For those, some of us, when we came in earlier, there wasn't no snow on the highways, but some later they've got the snow coming in. But we just thank God he brought us all in safely. Amen. And thank God for those listening in online and those who are listening in on the phone. Just ask you to be with me in prayer. I left my reading glass, my prescription glasses at home, but I have some readers here. And I thank God, as long as we can see the word. Amen. I said to Sister Millicent, by the time this series is over with, we should know Ephesians 6. 10 through, we should know this verbatim, amen. That I thank God for his word. Thank God for his spirit who is with us today and all the saints of God. In our hearing, we read Ephesians, the 6th chapter, 10 through 18. I trust you have your Bibles and a writing instrument to write down some scriptures. Let us go back to verse 18, 17 and 18. To get the subject that the Lord has laid on my heart to share with you. And saints of God, I'm going to say this at the onset. As I was studying this, and I said last Lord's Day, I thought we were going to be wrapping up, but the Lord has showed me there's still so much in the Word of God concerning the sword of the Spirit before we go on to praying. But I thank God for what he's given, and so we'll go through it as God has blessed us to get through it. Amen? Amen. Verse 17 of, amen, Lord bless. Ephesians 6, verse 17. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. And watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. My, my, my. As the Lord grants me liberty, I would like to continue sharing some thoughts with you on the armor of God. We left off on last Lord's Day talking about the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God.
Amen.
And the need for souls to come to Christ Jesus while there is grace, mercy, and hope for those souls. To the lost, I say to you, as the Apostle Paul said in Timothy, in that second chapter, in that seventh verse, he said, consider what I say in the Lord, give thee understanding in all things. As we said on last Lord's Day, the final judgment is just that. There will be no appeals. Jesus is the final call. The Bible says in John 5:22, for the Father judges no man, but has committed all judgment unto the Son. We're told in Acts, the 17th chapter, in verse 31, these words. He said, because he has appointed a day. You see, there's a day that's already been appointed.
Mm-hmm.
That day is not going to be moved. God knows that day. He knows that time. That day has already been appointed. It's because he has appointed a day in the which he will judge the world in righteousness by that man whom he has ordained, whereof he has given assurance unto all men, and that he has raised him from the dead. And that man is the man Jesus Christ.
Amen.
We're also told in Romans, the second chapter and the 16th verse, we're told these words. He said, in the day when God shall judge the secrets of men by Jesus Christ, according to my gospel. Saints of God, to the lost, especially this morning, afternoon, I want you to listen to these words from this hymnal. The title is called Lost Forever. It said, where is thy hope, poor sinner? What are you going to do? Hope is a God-giving anchor lavish so freely on you. If it is fixed in the Savior, on that bright shore you will land. See, if it's fixed in Almighty God, on that bright shore, brother talked about in John the 14th chapter, where Jesus told us, let not your heart be troubled. If you believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house there are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told. If your heart is fixed in the Savior, on that bright shore you will land. But if in sin you're still linger, sad you're in. Where is thy refuge, sinner? Look where your pathway will end. Repent or you'll perish forever. Awful destruction's at hand. Heaven or hell you are choosing. Fixing and sealing your fate. God in his mercy refusing. Loss too late.
My Lord.
What can you plead, poor sinner? In the great judgment day, heaven now offers you favor. See, the plan of salvation is offered to you right now.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus is still offering you favor right now. How is he doing that, Sister Renee? He's saying, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. Jesus has opened up the way of salvation for you to come. That is the favor of Almighty God. He said, oh, do not cast it away. He said, slight at the warnings repeated. Leave you in Satan's control, and with all heaven rejected, lost your soul. Where will you go, poor sinner? How will your soul escape? Think of thy lot when forever. You see, hell is not going to just last for a few years or 100 years. No, it is going to be forever. He said, cast in the dark burning lake. If then you're lost and forgotten, writhing in flames of despair, you will remember you've chosen to be there. Then it says, lost forever. Lost forever. Oh, how sad.
My Lord.
My mama. Don't let this happen to you. Mm-hmm. Come to Jesus while there is time. Mm-hmm. You see, the grace and love of God is sufficient for every sinner who will come to him by faith. Mm-hmm. As brother said, and as we were saying earlier in our Sunday school, the blood has not lost its power to save souls.
Amen.
The blood of Jesus can save you today. Oh, please don't do a foolish thing and die without Jesus Christ being in your life. Come to him while the door of salvation is open. You see, one day the door is going to close, and which side you are on will matter in the end. Turn with me to Luke, the 13th chapter. Jesus says these words in that scripture there, starting with the 24th verse. He says, strive to enter in at the straight gate. Oh, for many, I say unto you, will seek to enter in and shall not. You see, saints of God, we've got to make whatever effort it is necessary for you and I to make sure we get in at the straight gate. We've got to do all we can to live for Almighty God. We can't get to the end of this walk and then begin to slouch down or begin to allow things to come into our lives. No, we've got to continue to run on with the same zeal we had when we started out for the Lord. We've got to run on in the kingdom of God. We got to pray. We got to meditate. We got to read and study God's word. We got to be in the house of God. We got to be in fellowship with the saints of Almighty God. This is, saints of God, where we get our food. This is where we grow in the Lord. He says, strive to enter in at the straight gate. For many, I say unto you, will seek to enter in and shall not be able. He went on to say, when once the master of the house is risen up and has shut the door, and ye began to stand without and to knock at the door, saying, Lord, Lord, open unto us. And he shall answer and say unto you, I know you not whence you are. Oh, what a sad day that is going to be for many. You think about it. Listen to what Jesus said. He said, when once the master of the house is risen up and has shut to the door. That means when the door of salvation, the opportunity, the accepted time for you to come to God, when that door is shut and you begin to knock at that door saying, Lord, Lord, open unto me. He shall answer and say unto you, I know you not whence you are. Then shall you begin to say, we have eaten and drunk in thy presence, and thou hast taught in our streets. Oh, there are a lot right now. Oh, that are saying that they're children of God. We've heard it. Sister Webb has told us about it. Sister Carol, Brother Byron, there are many out there right now who profess that they know Almighty God. But all that profession is nothing but a false hope. Why? Because they don't serve God in the beauty and holiness of his eternal word. They're not living for the Lord as God has said for them to live in the word. They are going about their everyday lives, and they'll say to people, oh yes, I'm a child of God, but do you have the fruit of a child of God? Jesus said, if you abide in me and I abide in you, he tells us in the word of God, we've got to abide in the fruit of the vine. Are you abiding in Jesus Christ, or are you trying to wing it on your own and think that you're going to make it in, but you're not? He went on to say there, but he shall say, I tell you, I know you not. Ye are, depart from me, all ye that work of iniquity. My, my, my. What a sad state to be.
Amen.
Look at what he said in verse 28. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth when ye shall see Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and all the prophets in the kingdom of God. You see, these are all the ones people use and turn around and tell you, you know, well, David sinned. Well, Jacob sinned. Well, Abraham, he sinned. Or this one did that. Oh, but our God saved them. Our God didn't leave that in the word of God for us to go back to and to use so that we can continue on living an unrighteous life for God. No, our God left that in the word for an example so that we would not fall into the same snares and pitfalls that they fell into. You see, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob didn't die for your sin, but the Lord Jesus Christ did. None of the prophets died for your sin, but Jesus did. And the Bible tells us neither was God found in his mouth, so there was no deceit in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, because no one else was worthy. David wasn't worthy. Abraham wasn't worthy. Moses wasn't worthy. Neither was Jacob. But the Lamb of God was worthy to die for our sins. And God doesn't need us to go back into the word of God and to find the things that others did wrong, so we can say to Almighty God, oh, you know, God, David sinned, so I know you have some kind of a refuge for me, or you have, Lord, a way for me to get through this. No, God wants you and I to live a righteous and sober life in this present world. Praise Amen. Our God. Amen. He went on to say there, he said, Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and all the prophets in the kingdom of God, and you yourselves thrust out. And they shall come from the east and from the west and from the north and from the south and shall sit down in the kingdom of God. And behold, there are last which shall be first, and there are first which shall be last. Oh, saints of God, I believe all of us. And Sister Blake said on last Lord's Day, and Sister Smith said today, we must check to see how close we are to Jesus in our spiritual walk. Amen. We've got to keep that spotlight on ourselves. How close are we to him? Are we close to him as we think we are? Are we close to him as we used to be? Do we spend ample time with him in meditation and in prayer? Do you see the sword of the Spirit, as we learn, is the word of God? The word of God is food for our soul. It comforts us during times of uncertainty. The current state of our world right now, saints of God, yes, it is uneasy at best. It seems each day something catastrophic is happening all around us. But as the people of God, we have the word of God to sustain us in these times. This is not to say that we aren't concerned or that we go about flippantly as if it doesn't actually have anything to do with us. Oh, COVID is a threat to all of us, saints of God. Amen. Yes, our society at large right now is at loss. They don't know the scientists and all the doctors and all those who are, you know, infectious disease doctors. Everybody is looking at this disease, and all of them are puzzled by how it keeps spreading and how it's going. Oh, reality of death is lurking around for all of us. Grief all over the place because of this. Medical professionals right now who work on the front line of this pandemic, many of them are on the brink of a breakdown right now. Some of them, we've heard, have committed suicide. Parents are afraid of sending their children to school. They're isolating them, keeping them at home, keeping them out of school, keep trying to protect them from all the exposure. But in the midst of all this uncertainty, saints of God, there is a God in heaven. Praise our God. God we can turn to. Do you believe that this afternoon? He is the one that is in control. Oh, yes, our God is in control. Oh, he's the one who holds the whole world in his hand. He is almighty. Praise our God. This pandemic didn't catch our God off guard. This pandemic didn't sneak up on almighty God. He knows all about it. He knows what's going on right now in this land. Job said it this way in Job 37, verse 13. He said he caused it to come, whether for correction or for his land or for mercy.
Amen.
Oh, you see, our Heavenly Father, through these turmoils, he's sending out warning signs. All these warning signals are coming, saints of God. You may say to me, Sister Renee, what are these warning signals? Oh, Romans, the 13th chapter, turn with me there for a moment and look at what it says there. I pray that you pray for me. These glasses are not doing as well as I thought they would. But, oh, I can see a little bit. That's all right. Spirit of the Lord is going to preach the message. Praise our God. He's just going to use me. Amen?
Amen.
All right, verse 13, Romans 13, verse 11. He says there, and that knowing the time, that now is high time to awake out of sleep, for now is our salvation nearer than when we believe.
Mm-hmm.
You see, none of us know when Jesus is coming back to judge the world. Therefore, it behooves all of us to be ready. The Bible says these words. Turn with me to Matthew 24. He says these words in Matthew, the 24th chapter, and verse 36 of that scripture. My God, I thank God for his word being on record. I thank God we can get into it, saints of God, and we can eat of the word of God. We can know how we are to live our lives. He said, but of that day and hour, he said, knoweth no man, no, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only. He said, but as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. He said, for as in the days that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage until the day that Noah entered into the ark. Oh, saints of God, are our times like that right now?
Amen.
People are more concerned about, getting back to some normalcy in this life. People are concerned about, we can't go out and party. We can't go to the restaurant. We can't go here. We can't go there. And then you turn around and see a lot of them will go out anyway, and they'll have a big old party and gather, and then half of them will get struck down with COVID and wonder why. But the word of God is letting us know, as the same as it was back then, it is the same today. Remember, there's nothing new under the sun.
Amen.
He went on to say in verse 39, and knew not until the flood came and took them all away, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. Then shall two be in the field, the one shall be taken and the other left. Two women shall be grinding at the meal. He went on saying the one shall be taken and the other left. He tells us, he said, watch therefore, for ye know not what hour the Son of Man cometh. My. Thank you, sis. He said, watch therefore, for ye know not what hour your Lord doth come. My. Oh, we got to be watchful.
Amen.
Yes, he's coming back. And I believe in my heart that his word that he has left on record will sustain and guide us through all the stuff that we're going through right now, because he has told us what has caused our suffering. Brother mentioned it downstairs in the Sunday school. I thank God for Brother Byron and Sister Smith being in with the young people's class this morning. Oh, they were down there and they gave some insight. They gave a lot of good information, and I thank God for it. But as Brother said downstairs early on, all of this suffering, and he said it up here in the exhortation, this suffering stemmed from sin. Sin. Sin has ruined a lot of things. Many walk around and they make fun of it. We're in a time right now where our world just jokes about everything. Mm-hmm. You hear people joking about hell. Hell is nothing to joke about.
Amen.
That's a serious reality.
It sure is.
It's eternal. Thank you, Brother Byron. There are people going into hell every day. Brother Tony and I were listening to the news last night, and they were saying on there how many souls are dying every day just to COVID. This doesn't include all the souls that are dying from other things.
Mm-hmm.
My, my, my. It's serious, saints of God.
Yes, it is.
We need to stay with the Lord. We need to do what the Word of God says. We don't want to allow COVID to overtake us, that we can't stay with Almighty God and learn what God wants us to learn from what's happening in our land. In 2 Chronicles, turn with me there to the 7th chapter and look at what it says in this scripture. I thank God for his word being left on record.
Yes.
He says there in the Word of God, I know this is one of the favorite scriptures that our lawmakers and our politicians and all of them use oftentimes when America gets herself in trouble. And America's in trouble right now. What are you saying, Sister Renee? Because she has forgot Almighty God. And maybe when you said it, not all of what God has said, then you'll see all these things that are happening in our land right now. I believe in my heart that our God is speaking. Look at what it says here. He says there, if my people, saints of God, I want you to notice this. He said, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves in prayer. God is speaking to the people of God. Why? Because so many people that claim to be of God are living below the radar. They're living below the standard that God has set in the Word of God, and they're making excuses for it. But God is not accepting those excuses. What he said in his word, if you are not living according to it, in hell is where you're going to lift up your eyes. He said there, if my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face. He said, and turn from their wicked ways. Then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land.
My Lord.
Oh, saints of God, this is for the people of God to get right so that the land can be healed. Because if the people of God are not living right, how can we tell someone else about Jesus Christ? You see, if the people of God will get their lives right with God, we will see a change in this world. That is one of the promises of this scripture. Many professed Christians are not living as the Bible has instructed them to live. They're living lives where others cannot be won by their chaste conversation. We're told these words. Turn with me to 1 Peter, the 4th chapter. Look at these words that we find in this scripture. He says in 1 Peter 4, verse 17, he said, for the time has come that judgment must begin at the house of God. And saints of God, you and I are at the house of God. That's why we got to have the spotlight on us. That's why we got to know how we're living for Almighty God. Oh, this message is not to put down any saint of God, but this message is to build us up, saints of God, to help us to stand firm on the foundation, to help us to know where we stand with Almighty God. All of us this afternoon are judgment travelers. All of us have a death warrant. We don't know the day God's going to call us home. We don't know what's working on the inside of these bodies. We don't know if we'll make it home. But one thing we can know for sure, that we are, heaven will be our home when we leave this life, because he said so in the word, that if this earthly tabernacle of this house be dissolved, I have a building, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. Do you know that this afternoon? Praise our God. He said, the time has come, the judgment must begin at the house of God. And if it first begin at us, what shall the end be of them that obey not the gospel of God. He said, and if the righteous scarcely be saved, where shall the ungodly and the sinner appear? Oh, saints of God, let's get on the right road. And while we're on that road, let us stay on the right, the straight and narrow way. Turn with me to 1 Corinthians 11. Look at what it says in verse 31. He said, for if we judge ourselves, we should not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened of the Lord, that we should not be condemned with the world. Mm-hmm. Oh, I thank God for the Bible study. This past Wednesday night, we learned a lot about making sure we are perfecting this walk with God. And when we claim to have a changed heart given by the Holy Spirit of Almighty God, the Bible says it will cause us to walk in the statutes of God.
Yes,
and I believe that. I know a lot of believers get hung up on the word perfect. But in the natural, we hear of athletes who have perfected their game, whether it is in basketball, football, or golf. Just to name a few things. How is it that they can perfect these things, but the people of God cannot perfect the things of God? When we have the Spirit of the Lord dwelling within us.
Amen.
My. Yes. You see, the word of God has been given to us to show us just how we are to live in this present world. We are told these words. Turn with me to Titus, the second chapter. And look at what he says in the word of God there. Thank God for it being on record for us. He said in verse 11, for the grace of God that bringeth salvation has appeared to all men, teaching us that what? Denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live what? Soberly, righteously, and godly. In when? Where? In this present world.
Amen.
He said, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. See, God wants us to live this way right now, saints of God.
Mm-hmm.
He don't want us to be as the world thinks, well, after you die, you'll become a saint. That's not according to the word of God.
Mm-hmm.
We are saints right now.
Mm-hmm.
Because we are born again.
Amen.
We have a new birth. We've been regenerated. Praise our God. He went on to say here, he said, who gave himself, verse 14, for us, that he might redeem us from all iniquity. See, that's what he gave himself for. He didn't come here to die for us to keep living in sin.
Amen.
He came to redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto him. Oh, saints of God, a peculiar people. Doesn't that mean we're funny? Oh, it means we are set aside for Almighty God. We're peculiar. He said, zealous of good works. These things speak and exhort and rebuke with all authority. Let no man despise thee. My, saints of God. When we get in the word and we begin to read, we see how we have to measure up to what God is saying in his word. How we have to stand on the truth of God's eternal word. On last Lord's Day, Sister June, she spoke about this at the close of service. How many she knows and works with claim to be saved, yet the fruit they display daily does not measure to the Bible fruit of the Spirit. Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Oh, Jesus said in Luke 6:46, Why call ye me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say? If we say we are of God, then we ought to do as the Bible says in 1 John 2, walk even as he walked. How did our Savior walk? He walked uprightly. There was no deceit, no guile found in his mouth. Now that we are saved, there ought not to be any found in our mouth, saints of God. This is why it's important for us to know the word of God.
Amen.
When we stay in the word of God, we will draw closer to God, who is our strength. Drawing near to him assures us that his strength will dwell in us because his presence will be near us and in us. We are told in the 105th division of Psalms, verse 4, these words. It says, seek the Lord and his strength. Seek his faith evermore. The word of God strengthens our faith, saints. The word of God builds us up. The word of God can be relied upon. We can have confidence in what thus saith the Lord. No, our God hasn't lied to us because our God cannot lie. Oh, he's a God of truth. He's a God of honor. Oh, he's sovereign. He's almighty. I listened to Brother Byron as he was saying when God had said back to Abraham in the word of God. He told Abraham back in the Old Testament, walk before me and be thou perfect. He told Moses when Moses was back there, he was getting ready. He was sending Moses off to the children of Israel because he heard their cry down there when they had the taskmasters. And Moses said to him, who do I say sent me? He said, I am sent thee. Let him know I am. Who is I am? He is the great I am. He's almighty God, the author and the finisher of our faith. Praise him. Lift him up. Don't allow the world to talk about him in any old way. Don't allow the world to say anything about our God because our God is omnipotent. Praise God. My, my, my. Oh, saints, we're living in some perilous times right now. Tell the world about who God is. Let them know that you serve a God in heaven that is able to keep you from falling. When we live our lives out in this world, when we walk around and we're in the presence of all in the world and we're in the presence of mankind, they ought to see our God working in us. Remember, we are the light of the world, a city that is set on a hill that cannot be hid. The world may be doing stuff, and I've had to say this to Sister Maria this past week. There are things that have happened, and I was dealing with some things, and I said to Sister Maria, I just have to realize whom they serve, as Brother Byron said. Well, when I was saying to her, I said, as Uncle Byron said, that they serve the devil, but I serve God. So because I serve God, I've got to live to a higher standard.
My.
As we said, the word of God strengthens our faith and builds us up. Word of God can be relied upon. Let us meditate on it and rely upon it. Saturate our mind and our spirit with the word and the promises of the word for our strengthening. The 119th division of Psalms, verse 28 says, my soul melteth for heaviness. Strengthen thou me according unto thy word. You see, as we put on the armor of God, we began to walk in his strength rather than our own. We are strengthened by him and made stronger in the Lord. How many know what I'm talking about?
Amen.
You see, with God as our strength, we will not falter. And we will be able to persevere in living for him throughout the triumphs and all the hardship that we are facing right now in this life. David said these words in the 18th division of Psalms, verse 29. He said, for by thee I have run through a troop, and by my God have I leaped over a wall. Do you feel like that when you're serving God? My, my, my. Oh, how many of us want to be strengthened according to the word of God? You see, God's strength is something that comes when we are in the Lord. It is only when we are in union with Christ Jesus that we can be strengthened by Almighty God. You see, the first part of being in the Lord is having salvation. God's grace through Jesus Christ. Turn with me to Ephesians, the second chapter. Oh, and look at what it says there in the word of God. Ephesians that chapter 2, verse 1 says, and you have he quickened who were dead and trespasses in sin, where in time past ye walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air. Oh, saints of God, there was a time when you and I were out there in the world. But remember what verse 1, you has he quickened. He's made us alive. When he said, who were in past tense dead in trespasses in sin. We don't no longer walk to the prince of the power of the air. He said, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom we all also we all had our conversation. Oh, I need to, the spirit of the Lord has had me point these out. Those are past tense. We had our conversation in that old life. He said, in times past, in the lust of our flesh. My, my, my. There was a time when we were living in the flesh, and we were doing everything we were big enough to do in the flesh. But we've got to remember Paul's words, what he said in the Word of God. He said there in Galatians, that second chapter, we're coming back to Ephesians, where he said, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Are we living the same way as Paul was living? Praise our God. My, my, my. He went on to say there in verse 3, he said, among whom we also had our conversation in times past, in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. Oh, but look at verse 4. I love but God, who is rich in mercy, saints. For his great love wherewith he loved us, praise our God. Oh, thank him for his love. He said, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace ye are saved. Thank God for his grace.
Amen.
Thank God for the amazing grace of Almighty God. He goes on to say there, and has raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus, my, my, my. He said, for by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourself. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Oh, saints of God, when we trust in him for salvation, we became a member of the family of God. How many know what I'm talking about? We are in Christ Jesus. Praise our God. Jesus told his followers in John 15 about abiding in him. He said, as a branch abides in a vine, you see, only in him can we bear fruit.
Amen.
And that is fruit of righteousness. He gives us the indwelling Holy Spirit who guides us. The Holy Spirit strengthens us. The Holy Spirit transforms us. My, my, my. Paul explains some of the advantages of being in Christ. Oh, you think about it. In Ephesians 1, and I want you to read this in your leisure. In Ephesians 1, we read for verses 3 through 14. Paul explains some of the advantages in that scripture to us. He said there in verse 3, and I'm just going to summarize a little bit. We are blessed with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places. In verse 4, he said, we are chosen that we should be holy and blameless. In verse 5, he says, we are adopted. And then in verse 7, he said, we are redeemed and forgiven. Praise our God. He told us there in verse 8 of that scripture, God's grace is described as having riches being lavished upon us in all wisdom and insight. And then in verse 11, he said, we have an inheritance. Are you looking for your inheritance? You see, you can't inherit something if you're not in the family. If I'm not in the Robinson family, I can't inherit anything in that family. Amen? That's the same in the spiritual. If you're not in the family of God, you can't inherit the kingdom of God. You see, the devil has a lot fooled today. He's got people thinking that they can live like the devil all their lives and then die. And then some family member who's grieved will get there and say, well, you know, he wasn't perfect. He did some wrong. You know, all of us have sin. Jesus said in the word, he that has the first sin, then cast a stone. The devil will have us grabbing up all kinds of things. But if you didn't live for the Lord, you didn't repent of your sins, you didn't die to self and to all the things of this world, then when you die, you will not inherit the kingdom of God.
Amen.
My, my, my. Praise our God.
Yes, Lord.
Praise our God. Thank God for his word, saints.
Amen.
Thank God that we can get into his word and we can know what he has said for us, and thus saith the Lord. And then that scripture reading also, verse 13 through 14, he says, we have received the Holy Spirit as a guarantee. Thank God for the Holy Spirit who will guide us into all truth and righteousness. Mm-hmm. You see, when God is our strength, we can rely on him to be our sole source of truth and sole source of strength. He will always be stronger than you and I are, no matter what many might think. You might be going through something right now. You might be facing something right now. It might be financial. It might be a job. Might be a car. It may be a loved one. Maybe a marital problem that you might be going through. You see, as believers, we are never alone. Praise our God. The Bible says in the 46th division of Psalms, verse 1, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in time of trouble. Mm-hmm. My. Let us trust him, saints.
My Lord.
See what our God will do. He's able. Oh, saints of God, I found that to be so.
My Lord.
The enemy comes in like a flood. The Bible said he'll lift up a standard against him. I found that to be so.
Amen.
Sometimes the enemy can just overwhelm you. Overwhelm you with life things. Just every day just seems like something coming at you. Brother said, and I believe it, I know how the enemy is working, but I thank God I'm never alone. God is my refuge. He's my strength. I can go to him. Oh, and when we do, God will impart his strength for us so that we can walk in victory, that we can continue to walk in faith, and that we can go on unto perfection in him. You see, God will show himself strong on our behalf. Do we believe that this afternoon? Oh, let us seek God's strength through putting on the whole armor of God. And when we do, we'll be like Caleb. Turn with me to Joshua and look at what happened there in that scripture. My. I thank God for his word that's left on record. Oh, we love the Lord, and we love to get into the word of God and to read so that we'll know what thus saith the Lord. We know that God has left it on record for our advantage to help us. Turn to Joshua, the 14th chapter, and look at what Caleb said in that 14th chapter, verse 10 of that scripture. He says these words, and now, behold, he said, the Lord has kept me alive, as he said, these 45 years, even since the Lord spake this word unto Moses. You know, you can put yourself there. You can say, the Lord has kept, I'll put myself there, saints of God. The Lord has kept me alive these 60-some years, even as God has kept others. He said, while the children of Israel wandered in the wilderness, and now, lo, I am this day 85 years old. He said, as yet, I am as strong this day as I was in the day that Moses sent me. As my strength was then, even so is my strength now for war, both to go out and to come in. Can you say the same words as Caleb, that the same strength God has given you to go forth years ago, he is still giving you that strength today to run for the Lord?
Amen.
You see, the Bible is a spiritual book that came to us from the Spirit of God. We're told these words in 2 Timothy, the 3rd chapter and the 16th verse. I know we know it well, saints of God. He said, all scripture is given by the inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. And then in 2 Peter, look at these words. Turn with me there. 2 Peter 1. You see, people will come to you and say, well, the word of God was written by man. The word of God was given to man by Almighty God, the Spirit of God.
Amen.
Look at what he says in 2 Peter, the 1st chapter, verse 20. He said, knowing this, that no prophecy of the scriptures of any private interpretation. For the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy. See, there's a difference. Praise our God. He said, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. My, 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 saints of God. You see, this precious Bible is no ordinary book. It is the Word of God. It is inspired by God. It is infallible. It is absolute. My, my, my. It's unerring. It can be trusted. It can be believed. It can be relied upon. Its words are the very words of God. In its pages, we find the truth of God. Amen. Truth of who we are. The very mind of Almighty God. The identity of our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, and the way for us to be saved. We find that Jesus is the source of our strength. We find that he is the source of our faith, that he is the source of our belief. He is the help for every battle that you and I are going to face, the hope for every road that we might have to travel down in this life. He is the peace for when there's times of turmoil in our lives. How many have found that to be so? I know there are times when people get all excited and upset about a lot of things. When I used to work, people would get upset and excited about things at work. But God can give God's people a peace that passes all understanding. You don't have to get all up and excited like the world, but you can stand knowing and see the salvation of Almighty God, because you know God is working it out, and God's going to work it out to God's glory and God's honor. Praise our God. Oh, this doesn't say that things don't hurt us, saints of God. This doesn't say that when our engine blows on our truck, that we don't say, Lord, have mercy. My Lord. But we know in God's mercy that God will supply.
My Lord.
And God will make a way out of no way, because there is nothing too hard for our Lord. And saints of God, I believe that when I get into the Word of God and I began to read, there is nothing in this life that we go through that God doesn't know we're going to go through it. Amen. God knows all about it before it ever happens. And our God will make a way. Do we believe that this afternoon? He'll make a way when all things are going haywire. He'll make a way when they come in and they tell you you may have cancer running throughout your body, or when they turn around and tell you have COVID, or when they tell you you are sick, or when they tell you you've lost your job. Our God has a ram in the bush. Do you believe that this afternoon? He can make a way when there seems to be no other. All we've got to do is stand true to Almighty God and lift up our voices and total praise unto him. Praise our God. Every need we have, our God said he will supply it. When we dig into the Word of God, we will find wise answers for our questions that we may have about life. We will find guidance and direction for all the paths of you and I have to walk. The Bible is a book to be read. It's a book to be believed. It's a book to be loved, shared, and enjoyed, and trusted. Have you found that to be so in your walk with God? It is the Word of God. Oh, saints of God, we've got to saturate our lives around the Word of God and all the truth that it embodies. We've got to have it in ourselves to know that Jesus Christ is able to carry us through the storms of life. And when we go through the storms of life, don't forget to thank him and to praise him and to lift him up. You might say to me, Sister Renee, you're crazy. How do you thank God when the doctor just said that you have cancer? You can thank God for all the life that God has given you and all the time that God has fed you and had a roof over your head and food on your table and shoes on your feet and a car in your driveway and gas in your tank, because someone last night didn't have a roof. Someone last night laid up underneath a bridge, but you did not have to. Because by the grace of God, praise our God. Brother Lavester reminds us every Tuesday at prayer meeting to remember those who are less fortunate than we are. Somebody is going through something, saints, worse than what we're going through.
Amen.
Someone may have gotten some bad news today, more so than what we have gotten. But let us thank God. When our God brings us through, and when things come upon us, say, Lord, I know you're going to make a way. You've always been there for me. You told me in the word of God in Matthew 6:33, seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, and all these things shall be added. God has given us a list of things that God will add. Our God will supply all of our needs. And then we go over, saints of God, and I lean on these scriptures. And I want you to lean on them too. Because when you go over into the Psalms, Psalms 37, oh, David has a lot of things over there in the Psalms for you and I. He says in that Psalms 37, he said, fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity, for they soon shall be cut off, cut down like the grass and wither as the green herb. But look at what he tells you and I. He said, trust in the Lord. Are you trusting Almighty God? And do good. He tells us when we trust, we also got to do good. He says, show self thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. God is going to supply. Why? Because he has a divine supply. Or we may go into the grocery store right now and see some bare shelves. But my God, God shall supply all of our needs according to his riches in Christ Jesus. He went on to tell us another thing that we've got to do. He said, delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of your heart. Oh, delight in Almighty God. Have that spiritual desire in Almighty God, and God will give you the desire of his heart. He went on to say there, commit, meaning we've got to give it all to Almighty God. We can't piecemeal things out to God and try to hold on to the world while we're trying to live for Almighty God. No, he said, commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass.
Amen.
And he shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light, and thy judgment as the noonday. Oh, look at this, saints of God. When we're going through something, we've got to wait on Almighty God. All this rest means let me wait. Rest in the Lord and wait, what? Patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. My, my, my. He says, cease from anger, forsake wrath, fret not thyself in any wise to do evil, for evildoers shall be what? Cut off. But those, come on, saints of God, that wait upon the Lord, they shall what? Inherit the earth. Praise our God. Oh, my, my, my. Oh, saints of God, we don't have to fret when we look around.
Amen.
Yeah, we're going to go through some things.
Yes, we are.
We're going to have some things happen and make us cry out and say, Lord, have mercy on me. Stay true to Almighty God. Stay true to his word. Love his word. Know that there is no other book like this Bible in the world. We are told in Revelation 1, verse 3, these words, blessed is he that readeth, and they that hear the words of this prophecy and keep those things which are written therein, for the time is at hand. You're blessed. Not only blessed if you read, but if you hear and you keep. My, my, my. Thank the Lord for that. Saints of God, without our spiritual nutrients, and brother talks about this also, Brother Lavester, we will be open, pray for the enemy of our soul. we will be just like the world is today. I thank God for Brother Levester. Oftentimes, after the weekly morning messages, he will send me a text and say, you have given me my spiritual nutrients for the week. Others will send and say amen to the word of God. You see, amen is our agreement with God's sure word. It means firm, steadfast, and trustworthy. It is also a name for Christ. In Revelation, that third chapter, verse 14 said, he himself is the amen. He's the fulfillment of all the promise of God to you and I. You see, our Bible reading should leave us feeling spiritually nourished. It should leave us inwardly satisfied. It should leave us strengthened and happy in the Lord. And we should be desiring more. Just like in the natural, when we eat, we may desire a little bit more. When you eat of God's word, you desire. He said, he that hunger and thirst after righteousness shall be filled. We ought to be desiring more of God's word. Paul exhorted Timothy in this in 1 Timothy, the fourth chapter. Look at what he says there. 1 Timothy 4, verse 6. He said, if thou put the brethren, my. So we got to be in remembrance of something, saints of God, than other things outside in this world. Mm-hmm. You see, our world is full of stuff that will get you all off and running around and wondering about this and wondering about this. But he tells Timothy, if you put the brethren, if thou, in verse 6 of 1 Timothy 4, if thou put the brethren in remembrance of these things, thou shalt be a good minister of Jesus Christ, nourished up in the words of faith and of good doctrine whereunto thou hast attained. Oh, it's good to get in the word of God.
Amen.
It's good to get in there and eat. It's good to know what thus saith the Lord. Oh, saints of God. The only way for us to grow spiritually and to live a Christian life according to the word of God is by being nourished through the word of God. That's what preaching is all about. Jesus said in Mark 12, 24, these words, do ye not therefore err, because ye know not the scriptures, neither the power of God. See, when we are ignorant of God's word, then we are ignorant of his will for our lives. This is why we are told these words in 1 Peter 2, verse 1. He said, wherefore, laying aside all malice and all guile and hypocrisies and envies and all evil speakings as newborn babes. He tells the newborn babes, he said, desire. When you desire something, that means you want it. Desire the sincere milk of the word that ye may grow thereby. If so be ye have tasted that the Lord is gracious, to whom coming as unto a living stone, disallowed indeed of men, but chosen of God and precious. Do you believe Jesus Christ is a precious stone? Praise our God. Oh, my. See, when we are ignorant of God's word or in God's will, it can lead and will lead to apostasy. Brother Maurice spoke about this during our Bible study week. What is apostasy? It is a falling away. Turn with me to 2 Thessalonians. And look at what it says there in the word of God. 2 Thessalonians, the second chapter. You see, many are falling away from the truth of God's word. Many have gotten out there and been getting to mix up with a lot of things that are going on. As sister said, there's only one Bible, one faith, one doctrine, one Lord, one Jesus Christ. But many are mixing up and getting themselves all mixed up in things. And now they're starting, you're starting to see it in their lives. But look at what Paul says in 2 Thessalonians 2, to the saints there at Thessalonica. He says these words in verse 3. He said, let no man deceive you by any means. Oh, saints of God, we cannot be deceived by any man. For that day shall not come except there come a falling away for, and do we not see the falling away? He said, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition. He said, who opposes and exalteth himself above all that is called God or that is worshiped, so that he is as God, sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. You know, saints of God, we can't lift up any man. We can't lift up any man. That includes a pastor. That includes the, whoever, whatever they call themselves, the bishop. We got the Pope. People are lifting them. No, we are not to set or any man up. Amen. Because God is the one. God is the one that sits on the throne. No one sits high as God.
Amen.
Praise our God. He said, remember ye not that when I was yet with you, this is Paul speaking to them, letting them know these things. He said, remember ye not that when I was with you, was yet with you, I told you these things. Paul let them know what he had told them, and now you know what withholdeth that he might be revealed in this time for the mystery. Now listen to these words here, saying, of iniquity does already work. Only he who now letteth will let until he be taken out of the way. And then shall the wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming. Mankind today is lifting up mankind. Mankind is setting up pastors and ministers on pedestals. We're not to be lifted up and set up on a pedestal. No, the Bible does say give honor to whom honor is due. There's nothing wrong with that. That means for all of us, we can give honor to each other. But that doesn't mean we lift up the pastor. Don't exalt the pastor. Don't exalt the pew. The only one to be lifted up is Jesus Christ. Praise our God. He's the only one that died for our sins. My, my, my. Also, how does this falling away come about? Turn to 2 Timothy 3. Paul tells Timothy in this scripture text here, we're getting ready to read how it comes about. Look at what he says here, starting with verse 1. He said this, know also that in the last days perilous times shall come, for men shall be lovers of their own selves. Do we see that? Covetous. If you got it, I want it. If you got it, I don't want to work for it, but I'll steal it from you. Boasters. Oh, look what I've done. His brother was making reference to the billionaires of this world. They were all fighting, all of them trying to go, who was going to go up to Mars first. Mm-hmm. Spilling billions and billions of dollars when we have homeless people on the street.
Amen, sis. Amen.
Homeless people that could use a place, a shelter. You got that many billions?
Mm-hmm.
How many billions can you live off of in one life? He said, proud. And this is not against anybody going out and working, but give. I mean, he said, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents. We're seeing that today. We're living in an unthankful and unholy world. Look all around us. The world, the mankind is inventing all kinds of things to destroy the body. Look at how they're destroying their lives. We got folks that sit around and they make fun of all this saints of God. And I know some of our saints have them, but they're saved now. But they're out there in the world. You walk around and you see these people have tattoos all up here, all the way down on their throat, all on down their arms. I can't imagine sitting there and somebody drilling on me because I understand it hurts to get those tattoos. And they've got them all down here. And then they got different colors. And I heard it costs more for the color. But it's running rampant. I don't know about you, but on my way home, there's all kinds of tattoo places. People may not have bread and water for their children, but they have money to get a tattoo. It's the time in which we live, saints of God. You're out there, they made these new, what are those called, those cigarettes, where they're walking around huffing on them. Many of them are young people. Instead of going there and, you know, they say, well, this is easier on you than going and getting a cigarette. He said, God made man upright, but he sought out many inventions. That's what's happening right now in our world today. He says there, he said, without natural affections. He said, truce breakers. False accusers. We're living in a time that people are just accusing people of things and then coming back and saying, well, no, it really didn't happen. Incontinent. People are just out of control. You can't even get on a plane and fly somewhere. Someone's up on in the air, thousands of miles in the air, fighting over a mask. Fierce. Despisers of those that are good. Thanks. The world don't like us. He said, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof from such, he said, turn away. From other sort are they which creep into houses and lead captive silly women laden with sin and led away with divers lusts, ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Oh, saints of God, I don't want to be there. I want to know what God says in the word of God. I want to hide his word in my heart. I want to live my life so that I know who God is. I don't want to be ignorant of what thus saith the Lord and find myself sinning against God in any way, whether it's intentional or unintentional. You Bible students know the story, and I ask you to read it in your leisure, of the children of Israel, how they were ignorant during their exodus from Egypt. You see, God had brought the Israelites out of the land of Egypt by a mighty hand, just as he had promised Abraham that he would do. When the Israelites reached the wilderness of Sinai, they had camped there. There, the children of Israel, they were told in Exodus, the 32nd chapter, they corrupted their ways. That is to say, they apostatized by making for themselves a golden calf. You remember that, saint? You remember Aaron? He said, oh, I just put it there in the fire, and then, whoop, came out this golden calf. You see, when Moses went up on the mount, they bowed down and made sacrifices to it, provoking Almighty God to anger. In doing so, they defiled the commandment of the Lord God. In Exodus, the 20th chapter, you can read the commandments in your leisure. You see, their exodus continued to the wilderness, Paran, to Kadesh. There the Israelites disbelieved the Lord on an account of the report of spies. That's in Numbers, the 13th chapter. And so the Lord was angry with them. He punished them for their unbelief and their rebellion against him. God pronounced that the part of that generation who were 20 years and above would not enter the promised land. They wandered in the wilderness for 40 years, during which time the accused generation died off. You see, our God is long-suffering. He's patient. He can wait, saints of God.
Amen.
40 years, he allowed them to wander around in the wilderness till they dropped off. My. We don't want to fall into the hands of the living God. We don't want to say that we're living for the Lord and living like the devil. That's falling. That's apostasy. My. Then the Israelites, they reached the land of Moab. They were told that they were not to get tied up with the Moabite women. But then they went in. That's in Numbers, the 22nd chapter, committing apostasy by worshiping their God. And they committed mass fornication with the women. And the anger and jealousy of Almighty God was kindled against them. And guess what the Lord said in the 91st division of Psalms, verse 10? Turn with me there for a moment. And look at what he says there in that scripture. He said, 40 years long. This is Almighty God saying this, saints of God. See, our God is long-suffering. You can't outwait God. Don't think, well, I'll just wait. You know, you hear people say, well, I'll just wait. She'll have to come around. You can't do that to Almighty God because he is long-suffering. Psalm 95:10 says, 40 years long was I grieved with this generation and said, it is a people that do err in their heart, and they have not known my ways, unto whom I swear in my wrath that they should not enter into my rest. My. My Lord, saints of God. And in Hebrews 10, he also said the same things. Hebrews 3, verse 10. You see, by God's own testimony, when he said, they have not known my way, God was identifying their ignorance to be one of the causes of their unfaithfulness and their sin. Saints of God, we don't want to find ourselves there. We don't want to be ignorant of the word of God where we're sinning against Almighty God. We got to be careful, too, and say, you know, sometimes people say, well, I just didn't know. The word of God has been left on record for you and I to get into the word and to know what thus saith the Lord. Turn with me for a moment to Romans, the 10th chapter. Paul says these words in that scripture there in Romans 10, verse 1. He said, brethren, he was speaking to the brethren. He said, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they might be saved. Saints of God, that's the ministry's heart and desire today. Mm-hmm. That souls be saved. For I bear them record that they have a zeal of God, but not according to knowledge. Oh, we don't want to have a zeal of God and not have it according to the knowledge of God's eternal word. He said, for they being ignorant of God's righteousness and going about to establish their own righteousness, have not submitted themselves unto the righteousness of God. We're finding that today. Amen. For Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone that believeth. For Moses describeth the righteousness which is of the law, that the man which doeth those things shall live by them. But the righteousness which is of faith speaketh on this wise, say not in thine heart, who shall ascend unto heaven? That is to bring Christ down from above. Or what shall descend into the deep? That is to bring up Christ again from the dead. But what saith it? The word is nigh thee. You know, Jesus is always near us, saints. He said, even in thy mouth and in thy heart, that is the word of faith which we preach, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thy heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved.
Amen.
For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. He said, for the scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. Oh, I'm not ashamed of my God. Praise our God. You see, if we hardly make time to read this Bible, which many are failing to do, and spend time with Almighty God in meditation and prayer, then we're going to fall prey to the enemy of our soul. Mm-hmm. Hebrews 5, verse 12 says these words. He said, for when the time ought to be, when the time you ought to be, excuse me, he said, teachers. Mm-hmm. See, God wants us to go on to perfection. Mm-hmm. He said, for the time ye ought to be teachers, ye have need that one teach you again, which be the first principles of the oracles of God, and are become such as have need of milk and not of strong drink, not of strong meat, excuse me. He said, for everyone that useth milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. But strong meat belongeth to them that are of full age, even those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. Saints of God, we got to go on to spiritual maturity in God. We have a responsibility to know the word of God.
Amen.
We have a responsibility, as the word of God tells us in 2 Peter. He says there in the third chapter, he says for us in that third chapter of 2 Peter, verse 18, he says, grow in grace and in the knowledge. So we got to grow in grace, but grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be glory both now and forever. See, the word of God will teach us how we ought to live in this world. The Bible gives us the plan of salvation. And God's plan is without error. It is absolutely perfect. It is for you and I. Oh, the Bible throughout it addresses hundreds of difficult issues without one single contradiction. The Bible does not contradict itself. Praise
Amen.
Our God. The main character of the Bible is our Lord and Jesus Christ. Yes, the Bible, it is a unique book. You either love it or you hate it. Oh, praise our God. But its uniqueness is not accidental. God left it that way. And I thank God for his eternal word. All saints of God, when we have on the armor, we'll be able to stand. Paul said there in our scripture reading,
verse 17 of Ephesians 6. He said, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Thank God for the word of God.
Amen.
Thank God that God has left it on record for us, that we may grow thereby, and that we will learn how to live from Almighty God, as the late Pastor Wilbur used to say, before we die. We will learn how to live for God, so that as children of God, we will find ourselves studying the word of God. We will find ourselves digging into it and getting out all the good nutrients, as Brother Levester tells me all the time, so that we may be able to stand in this evil day. Because we're living in an evil time right now. And then, saints of God, in verse 18, and I know we have to bring this back. The Lord showed me this as I was studying this and going through the word of God. I said, Lord, I said, I don't know if we're going to be able to make it through. And the Lord showed me, no, we've got one more. Maybe. Might go into two more. But he said, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. Saints of God, as we've said before, prayer is a privilege. Brother Jackson says this all the time. It takes time to be holy. And getting down on our knees, or if we have to stand or sit, however, you know, we come to the throne of grace. There's nothing in the Bible that says how you have to come, but humble submission to God's eternal will. But when we pray, always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, God is going to work. God's going to work it out to his glory and honor. And saints of God, as I was reading this, it says, in watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. We have a responsibility to each other, but we'll dig a little deeper in it. But I would like to close with this. The Lord gave it to me this morning. We were sitting downstairs, and we were studying about Esau and selling his birthright to his brother Jacob. And it's in the points to consider of our Sunday school lesson. You see, we don't want to fall out of the will of Almighty God. We want to know the will of God, and we've got to be on guard against the enemy of our soul at all times. That's why we have to have the sword of the Spirit. That's why we have to have on the armor. Because remember what our scripture text says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day. And having done all, he said, to stand. But our commentator wrote this. He said, Satan is ever watching for weakness in us to deceive and rob us of our salvation. He offers us his cheap wares. See, he'll promise our young people the world. To tell them, oh, it's okay. If you go out here, just take a little bit of this. It ain't going to hurt you. But he doesn't tell them all the consequences that come along with the sin. He tells us our hope is already gone. And we may as well take what he's offering us. If we listen to Satan, we will wait to find we have lost God out of our hearts. From every side, Satan tempts us to seek pleasure or advantage and to serve self. Then discouragement and failure comes. Oh, and it says, look carefully. See the real source of temptation. You see, when the word of God told us in James, we got to be careful. But every man is tempted when he is drawn away by his own lust and enticed. You see, there's so much going on in our world today. So many things that are pulling at us on every end, saints of God. Some are being pulled into the world and they're staying out there. But we've got to resist the devil.
submit ourselves to Almighty God and resist the devil. And the word of God says he will flee. But we've got to have on the armor. We have to have on the breastplate of righteousness. We have to have our feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. And he says, above all, we've got to take the shield of faith wherewith you are able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. And then take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. You see, that's all the pieces of armor that you and I need to have on. And then Paul says to us, he said, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. If the Lord wills, we will return with verse 18, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. God bless you is my prayer. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord for you, Minister Renee. Thank the Lord for his word, and truly was a blessing to hear and understand. You know, and even at that closing, it rang out even more that the each one of these pieces of armor is the word of God.
Amen.
It is the word of God.
Thank you. Uh-huh.
The shield is a part of the word of God. Amen. So you got to study it.
Amen.
The helmet.
Amen.
It's a spiritual way of speaking, but it is just the word of God.
Amen.
Each one of these pieces,
amen,
are representing the word of God. So I truly thank the Lord for the message today, and I hope the message spoke to you as it spoke to me, because there were some words used in there that were appointed was a word I heard today. Mm-hmm. And it's appointed, so that means you can't get out of it. We have a responsibility to this word of God.
Amen.
It also said there in Romans 2:16 that there was a secret to it. This is in the day when God shall judge the secrets of men.
Amen, brother.
Man can't hide anything from God.
Praise God. Amen.
By Jesus Christ, according to my gospel.
Amen.
So the gospel has a purpose.
Yes, it does, brother.
It's going to search out the secrets of what man has.
Amen.
And they can't be hidden, because the word's going to seek them out.
My.
No matter where he goes, the word is going to seek it out.
Praise our God. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Lord, for you. Amen.
And it said commit. I heard that word in there today. Commit thy ways to the Lord.
Yes.
There's a commitment in this. We have to be committed. We have to strive. We have to seek.
Amen.
We have all those things to understand that the word of God is telling us to do in order to maintain this salvation and let no man steal thy crown.
Amen.
So we have to have this in us. I thank the Lord for the word today. I thank the Lord for the ministry and how it came forth.
Mm-hmm.
And, there was a word in there, wrapping up. I don't think you'll be ever to wrap up the word of God.
Thank you, brother.
The Lord will continue.
That's all right. Thank you, brother.
He's never finished with
That's
you.
Right. You're right.
He's always going and going. He'll never wrap up.
Amen. Thank you, brother.
When you wrap up, that's going to be the day that you're leaving here. Yes, it's all over. But we will be always see. Thank the Lord for his word. We have a song.
Amen. Thank you, brother. 393
Lord.
393 in the worship of the Lord.
393 in the worship of the Lord. Turn your eyes upon Jesus.
Amen.
Who else are you going to turn them up on?
That's right.
When you think about it. When you think about who else are you going to turn your eyes up on to get help? There's only Jesus. There's only Jesus. You're going to turn it up on President Biden? What's he going to do for you? He has nothing for us. And I'm not belittling him as a president. I'm just, I'm using him as an authority that's in our world right now, in our country. You can't turn your eyes upon him for your personal help. He has no clue of us. But we can turn our eyes upon Jesus because you can hold the word of God right there in your hand.
That's right. Amen.
And it can help you. Amen. And you can turn your eyes upon Jesus because you can come right here to this altar.
Yes, you can.
And get what you need today.
Praise God. Amen.
Today.
Amen.
So if anyone has a need today, see, Biden can't help nobody here today. And that's what I was trying to get at. I'm not pointing his salvation or where he may be, if he has it or not. But Jesus can help us here today.
Amen.
And that's what's appointed for us through his word. Amen.
Amen.
All right.
Amen.
So let us turn our eyes upon Jesus. Let us realize that he's here for us right now.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Oh, so are you
weary and troubled? No light in the darkness you see. There's light for a look at the Savior, and life more abundant and free. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in his wonderful grace, and the things of the earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace. Through death into life everlasting, he passed and we followed him there. Over us sin no more has dominion, for more than conquerors we are. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in his wonderful face, and the things of the earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace. His word shall not fail you, he promised. Believe him and all will be well. Then go to a world that is dying, his perfect salvation to tell. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full at his wonderful faith, and the faith of the earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace. That third verse says, his word shall not fail you. He promised. He promised. We can stand on the promises of our Lord and Savior, Amen. Jesus Christ. Why is that? Because he shed out his blood for that
Praise
promise.
Our God.
He didn't just promise it in words and go off,
Amen.
But he stayed till the cross and allowed blood to come out to show you
mm-hmm.
that this promise is as sure as this blood I'm going to spill on your behalf. So let us understand that the promises of Jesus Christ is built on his life,
mm-hmm.
giving it for us.
Amen.
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 That is a deep concentration that he made for each and every one of us.
Mm-hmm.
So let us stand on that promise. Let us not grow weary. Let us not turn to sin. Let us not be troubled, as the songwriter put in here. And let us not grow weary. That person, oh soul, are you weary and troubled? No light in darkness you see. You can't see it in darkness. If you're in darkness, you can't see light. Okay? So we got to come out of darkness and step into his marvelous light. Then we'll be able to see. Amen. I truly thank the Lord for the message today. If there's any that is desiring some help, something's troubling them, I have things that's on my heart and on my mind that the Lord has, that I go to the Lord with in prayer even now. Now, it's not sin. I'll say that now. It's not sin.
Amen.
But I'll raise my hand and say there's some troubling things in this
Amen.
Life
Amen.
That we need the Lord for to help
Amen.
And see us through.
Amen.
Amen. We got to be honest with God because he knows the heart.
Amen.
Jesus told them, said, why are your hearts troubled? He knew their hearts were troubled about some of his sayings.
Believe in God.
Yes, but he's letting them know, believe in God.
Mama.
If you believe in him, also believe in me. I'm right here with you, and I'm telling you, I'm going to take
Amen.
Care of that. Amen?
Amen?
Let us look to the Lord in
Praise
prayer.
Our God.
And
Thank
if any has anything to bring to the altar, feel free to come before the Lord.
Amen.
Don't allow anything to hold you back. Don't allow anything in this room to stop you from seeing a vision to the Lord. That's what should be the only thing on your mind is what the Lord's word has said to us this morning. Dear God, we look to thee once again in prayer and truly want to say thank you this morning for your word that you sent through your messenger. It truly has fed the hearts and minds of men, whether men move now or they will move later. But we realize the word of God has gotten itself deep down within us and it will hold and it can hold us up. So we're thankful this morning for the ministry. We're thankful for the word that you gave Sister Renee this morning to preach to us and give to us her heartfelt message that you had given her. And we're truly thankful for, and we ask that thou will bless it and bless it in our hearts and in our minds. Allow us to receive it, not just now, but to continue to receive it as the Spirit guides us throughout the week to us, and he continues to talk to us about what we have heard this day. Have thine own divine way. We're thankful
Amen.
For your goodness
Thank
to
you
us.
Lord.
We're
Amen.
Thankful for your love for us.
Amen.
You send your word because you love us. You send your word because you've made us a promise,
Amen.
And you're just reassuring your promises with us day by day, week by week. You continue to reassure your promises to us. So let us be held up by your word. Let us go forth even after this day
Amen.
And be stronger in thee. For Christ's sake is our prayer. Amen.
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 Well, I truly
God.
Thank God
Amen.
For the word of God,
Amen.
The Spirit of God.
Amen.
Those that were listening, anybody have anything they'd like to share
Amen.
This morning? Amen. Feel free. Sure, go right ahead, stand up, or just you can sit there.
Well, it's not a situation, but if I was outside
doing something, I was cleaning up. And I got a camera, also on chemo, I got the monitor. So as I was gone, I don't know what happened, maybe something scared her. But on the camera, she was like, God, we saw that that happened. She prayed. And you know what? That right there that touched me, and I slipped up and I said, we're going to be all right, because at the end of the day, she knew not to panic, she knew to pray.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, like, we all going through things in life, and we're all rushing here and rushing there. But you know what? One day, every Sunday, we try to rush here. So I'm just saying that, once again, that saying, once you raise a child up in the home, you know, she'll always remember that. She needs to pray to make things better and make things okay.
Amen. Amen.
It was just so wonderful because I know she went to Bible study and she wasn't really kind of, you know, but God is so good. It's the almond, the antidote is still there. It still covered her, no matter what, how she felt, no matter if we get up, you know. So I just, you know, I was just really thankful for that. And once again, I love the Lord, and no matter what, it's all good.
Amen.
Everything is so crazy. I got things in the mail, things here. But you know what I said? God, and I thank God for this. At least he allowed us to say, you know what, I'm giving this to you. I can't handle this. You know, and that gives me a peace, because if you worry about all this stuff, we'll have a heart attack on top of a heart attack.
Amen.
I'm thankful there's an antidote, there's something that we can run to keep our minds and our things together.
Amen. Amen. Well, thank the Lord for you. Thank the Lord for your testimony. Thank the Lord. And train up a child in the way they should go. Amen. Yes. Yes. Amen. It's good to hear. It's good to hear. That's what bringing them to church will do. That's what bringing them to church will do. Any other thoughts? Any others? Amen. Sister, amen. Amen. Good to see you today, always, and thank the Lord for you. It's good to have you out. It's good to have you out. It's good to know that there are those that are still pressing their way. You're still pressing your way. The Word of God is faithful. It may not be where I am, may not be where this one is, but eventually the Word is going to get you to where God wants you to be if you hear it long enough. It said by hearing the Word of God. You can't hear it if you're out there somewhere else. So you hear hearing, it is going to get you to where you need to be. Eventually it'll get you there. It'll speak to you. Yes.
So I just wanted to say thank you for that. It's like I didn't have a normal childhood when I grew up. My mother, she got pregnant. So by golly, this family, it's like my mom, my pop, you know, and remember what they tell you. You guys' words are always stuck in my head. So it's like when you grow up, you're like, you own your life and correct your life. But it just pierced your words, even though it scared me. You have to be scared of the Lord, but when it's the truth, it's the truth, and it scares me so bad it makes me correct.
Lord, amen. Well, thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. That's right. And our words are the Word of God, because our words outside the word can't do anything for you, but the word of God can. Yes, that's why we stay with the word of God, because that's what's going to scare you. Me, yes, yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Yeah. Amen. Well, thank the Lord. Amen. Well, I truly thank the Lord as well, and thank him for his blessings, thank him for his word. It always encourages me to keep standing. Not that I have any doubt that I'm not going to continue to stand, because that's not in my thoughts. But you're in a battle. You're in a spiritual warfare. You always got to get new products up on the first line, up on the front line. But, you know, if somebody's not sending something up to the front line, then you're going to starve. Okay, you know, you got to get food, you got to get more ammo, you got to get all that on the front line. I haven't been a soldier, but I know my dad was, and he talked about being out there, and that's what he used to do, actually, was he was in the motor pool, and he would drive food and ammo up to the front line to the soldiers that were on the front line. Well, they counted on them, so she's sending out food to the front line so that we can feed, so we can eat. And we can survive in the battle. It's a spiritual battle. And we have to have food to stay out on the front line. That's what David was doing when he was looking at Beersheba, but he had men out on the front line. He's supposed to be sending them encouragement, but he was the enemy had got him doing something wrong. And if you're not staying out on the front line, the enemy will get you doing something wrong. All right? That's right. That's right. So we need that food to be on the front line. Amen. Sister Webb.
Amen.
You're right. I just want to say that we have we armored up, and yet we just like we are on the battlefield. I mean, those saints and those true believers in worship of Jesus Christ. But I experienced, nothing wrong with my co-workers. I'm spending a lot of time here.
Mm-hmm.
Well, one of the ladies said, well, you know, she brought me here. I continued to talk about her. She said, well, if anything go on, she's going to take her pants and take her full weapons. I was like, what? Full weapons? You know, full guns. But that's a big, heavy part of this country and everywhere else. Men and women armoring themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus Christ
this word, and I just thank God for having you, leading you to carry us to journey through this series, and just breaking it down and making it so plain and clear so that we don't have to err.
Amen.
Just pray for us, and I continue to pray for you. And I was praying on last night, I was praying for Brother Byrene and Pastor Jenkins especially, and truly God blessed and answered my prayers. The service was beautiful, and I thank God for both of you.
Amen.
And the prayers of all the saints.
Amen.
Thank
the Lord. Amen. Amen. Thank the Lord for you. There's always a blessing in receiving some of the words you share, because it is deep.
Amen.
That's what the lady at the well said. This well's deep, and you didn't bring nothing to draw with. But see, that's why we have to have Jesus Christ, because he said, I got some water that you're not going to thirst no more for, so you don't have to worry about
Come
how
on, brother.
Deep this is. Amen. Amen. Well, thank the Lord. Sister Care.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Praise our God. Amen.
That's why it said the whole armor of God. Yes, yes. It was a W whole. Yes. So it was the whole armor, the whole word of God.
Amen.
You got to use it from Genesis to Revelation. It's all in there.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. All right. That being all? All right. Well, we'll look at our announcements. Announcements for Sunday, January the 23rd, 2022. It says, always praying one for another during the week. 1 Samuel 12:23. Moreover, as for me, God forbid that I should sin against the Lord in ceasing to pray for you, but I will teach you the good and the right way. Amen. Intercessory prayer will be rendered every Tuesday at 10:30 a.m. Thank the Lord for this work. We are praying for lost souls and the souls of the saints. And when they speak of the souls of the saints, it ain't the saints that they're, it's not that the saints are lost, but they're praying for the saints to have strength, continue to hold on in the battle. Like the scripture said, let no man steal your crown. Amen. That God will keep them in his care. Philippians 4:4-6. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God.
Brother Byrene, on Tuesday, we're not going to come gather at the church because Brother said it's due to snow and the gentleman will be working on the lot.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll be agreed in prayer at home. But Lord willing, the following Tuesday, we'll be back in the house of the Lord.
Okay.
For those who come out.
Yes, this Tuesday, the prayer meeting here at 10:30 will be canceled until the following Tuesday, just due to the snow and the...
But be praying at home.
Yes, but they will be agreed at home. Okay, in prayer. Choir rehearsal next Sunday?
Yes.
Yes, okay. Budget meeting and auxiliary heads, finance committee and trustees, and a new date and time will be announced for the 2022 meeting. Annual business meeting, Saints. This meeting will be announced with a new date and time for the 2022 meeting. Ordinance services will be held next Sunday following morning service. So Lord willing, amen. Wednesday night Bible study at 7 p.m. It's a phone leader. It said by phone, please render and turn your phones off 1 hour before service, then turn it back on. So make sure you turn your phones off. They want you to turn your phones off so they'll rest a little bit, okay? And we've been praying for them. They've been doing well these last few meetings. So thank the Lord for that. bus driver for January. Sister Melita was today, I believe. Thank you for praying for her. And next Sunday it'll be Sister Millicent McElroy and Brother Thomas Nans. Thought for today, nothing can dim the light which shines from within our hearts.
Amen.
Okay, amen. Nothing can dim that light, amen, if it's shining from within our hearts.
Amen.
And who's shining in there?
Jesus.
Yes, yes.
Jesus.
Yes. And continue to remember these saints, family, and friends on the sick and shut-in list.
Amen.
Well, we truly thank God once again for a wonderful service that he has allowed us to be in and be a part of, to hear his word, to come together, to fellowship, and hear what he has given to his anointed minister to stand before us and teach the word of God, preach the word of God. Amen.
Amen.
Thank the Lord for it. And at this time, let us stand so we can be dismissed. Dear God, our Heavenly Father, once again we look to thee in prayer and truly want to say thank you for another day thou hast made. And you said for us to rejoice and be glad in it. And truly we rejoice this day in hearing your word, and we're glad that we came to the house of God to hear your word. We're thankful for all that you do for us. We're thankful in the way that you would have us to do and to go. As we leave this place and go to our separate homes, but not from your presence, we ask that you would guide us by your Spirit and allow your Spirit to guide, rule, and direct in our lives. In every place we go, everyone we come in contact with, we ask that thou would be in the forefront of our lives. Now have thine own divine way, and we'll be careful to give thee the praise, the honor. We know it's still snowing outside. So we ask that you would give us traveling mercies for the slickened roads. We ask that you would go before us, make our pathway sure to our homes, our destinations. For Christ's sake is our prayer. Let us all say, amen.